This is PFW in progress.
You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by now.
No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think, since you're thinking now, go on, think.
No,
is
no.
It fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
EFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law.
Paul Perillo.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwears, bikini style, sir.
And Andy. And Andy?
Think you got a future in football?
Andy Hart.
Oh, heck no. I just figure if I gotta be in school, I might as well hit some people while I'm at it.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Does the term cruel and unusual punishment mean anything to you?
And you never know who else might stop by.
With him calling the shots, ain't none of us gonna see nothing but the bench this year.
He ain't calling the shots.
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You look like a bunch of fifth grade sissies after a cat fight. You got anger, that's good. You're gonna need it, son. You got aggression, that's even better. You're going to need that too. But any little two-year-old child can throw a fit. Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection. We will be perfect. Let's go to work.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. And do we have a show for you today? I got to say, we have game today. And I mean that literally. Matt Cox is here.
That was lame. It was Fred. What do you expect?
We have.
He was working on it for 15 minutes. Give him a break.
Yeah, he was quiet this whole time thinking, well, what do we want to
do? I actually came up with that out in the parking lot.
Should have left it in the parking lot.
Matt Cox has flown out all the way from Oregon with frozen meats and, believe it or not, set up his truck with his dad in the parking lot today of Gillette Stadium and started grilling at about 11 o'clock. And he's come up with deer and elk meat hamburg. He's come up with backstrap meat from elk and all kinds of meats, and we've been eating it, and I have to say it's delicious.
The phenomenal. Burgers are
very
great.
Well done.
It's great. Those are some of the best
burgers
stuff.
I've ever had.
So Matt's here. We're going to meet Matt and get his story, and Tom says if he ever envisioned a young outdoors guy, this is what he would look like.
Yeah, I can see him on his belly with a gun, like stalking that elk for 16 hours?
We're going to have to get Matt. We need to get Matt a microphone.
Eric, get out. Come over here and sit down.
Eric, you're really nursing your meat there.
We just had the sensitivity training yesterday, and you've got to come out with something like that.
I'm serious.
Fred?
You haven't finished yet.
Fred hasn't gone to the sensitivity training, obviously.
Obviously. I'm not going either. They keep calling me to come down. No way.
Nah, you don't need
I'm
to.
Out. You're
In
out.
Fairness, his came out a little rare, so...
Mine was rare, but it was phenomenal.
He told me he likes it pink.
Oh, jeez.
No, he doesn't. He's never seen it pink.
How are you? What?
You're
meat.
You.
Oh. God, I hope that guy isn't listening who was offended by that Irish joke.
Yeah, that's Fred Kirsch. I said nothing about the Irish.
I hope the HR director isn't listening to the show.
Well, I don't read lips, Paul.
You want to get that out of the way early?
What?
Our apology?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, but later. Fred's going to have another apology he's going to have to make soon.
But first, Matt's here, and Matt... you're from Oregon?
I am from, well, I'm from Andover, but I
right.
live in Oregon now.
You live in Oregon, and
with Drew. Drew Bledsoe. He shares a town with Drew Bledsoe.
Ran into Drew 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, rubbing elbows with Drew.
It's actually,
Did you say he missed Paul?
I was actually psyched to run into him because, you know, I don't think he really gets a fair shake as far as, you know, his legacy. So it was nice to run
Which
into
is
him
ridiculous.
And tell him that. Yeah,
well, I think they're starting to come around.
Paul just
All
threw
the
his
jokes
arms
around
that.
Now it's starting to be memories of the good times.
Right.
No, but you're comparing.
Perillo's
you know,
got the biggest grin on his face.
You
right
compare
now?
The guy to the greatest of all time. Yeah,
right.
He's going to fall short in that category. You know what I mean? But geez,
no, he definitely propped up this organization.
Absolutely.
But Matt, now all this meat, these animals, you killed with your bare hands? Is that correct?
Well, I had a knife. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Actually, I didn't have a knife.
Matt, let me ask you a question. I would bet my life right now that you chew tobacco.
I do not, no.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God. What do you do in the woods?
See, he's intelligent.
What weapons did the animals have?
Is it a
antlers.
Fair fight?
They have antlers.
Antlers?
Yeah.
So
Plus,
they're
hiding.
And they're super sneaky.
See, they're sneaky.
Super sneaky.
Did you didn't shoot the elk?
No, I did. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you killed it with a knife, I'll give you credit for that.
I did.
Shot it first.
I did kill a wild boar with a knife.
Oh, that's good.
And that is highly dangerous because they have the tusks.
That's good hunting right there.
Yeah.
So you're
in
your
Oregon?
A wild boar in Oregon?
No, in Hawaii. I used to live in Hawaii.
Oh.
Wow. What are you, Fred Kirsch?
Everybody who brings us lunch has an interesting life. We're losers.
But not only that, tell these guys where you're going to hunt caribou.
I'm going to northern Quebec up by the Arctic Circle to hunt caribou.
The Arctic Circle. I hear caribou is where it's at when it comes to hunting.
Way, way better. I mean, elk is probably, you know, up there as far as game meat goes, but caribou blows it away.
That's what everyone says.
So now why don't they sell caribou in the stores?
We were asking Matt that. This stuff was phenomenal.
Elk is a hidden jewel.
Why can't I go to Stop and Shop and have an elk burgers like in patties like they do with the turkey burgers and everything else?
I don't know. I wish you could.
Why don't you start that as a business?
There you go.
Elk
ranch.
As I like.
Well, it takes them 16 hours to kill one of them, so
that's true.
Might want to remember the knife next time.
Right. Elk, as I like to say.
But you gotta. You can.
Fred's just looking blankly at everyone.
Well, you didn't hear. I'm listening to the drop-in. You don't have your headphones on, big fat.
Mini Gary's has not charged my batteries.
Oh, okay.
Thanks,
little fella.
All right. So
I just put it in
so
there.
Let us know how that caribou turns out.
We'll do. It should be a good time. The closest town to our camp is 130 miles away. We have to get flown in by float plane.
All right. So you're out in the woods.
Impressive.
You don't chew tobacco, which is I find absolutely amazing. So you smoke weed?
No.
So what are you doing out there?
Well, sometimes. But I'm the younger of the group. You know, I went with my father-in-law and his business partners, and they're more like these two, Fred and Paul.
So. Oh, fat, old, and bald?
So I think that's what he's getting at.
I end up being the guy who, you know, will climb the mountain to find the elk, or who will, you know, hike to God knows where to find the animal.
You're
or crawl around in my belly for 2 hours.
So they ride your coattails. So
right.
They don't have the thoughts, so they bring the steak home. Call us when you got the steaks.
I'm a little nervous about this new business you're starting. You don't sound that intelligent. They got you crawling on your belly for 12 hours. They walk up with a gun and shoot it in the head.
In fairness, I was there on a free trip, so...
Not at all offended that he, you know, he's a young guy, good shape. I'm not at all offended that he put me in a different category than him. But you put me in a category with Fred. That's just mean. I'm disgusted.
I know. I'm insulted.
So Matt, you're probably not a member of PETA.
No. I know, but you know, I am an animal lover. I love animals. But
I love to eat them.
But I do love to eat them as well. But, I mean, is it any more cruel to hunt an animal than it is to go to a store and buy an animal that somebody else
can?
At least the elk had a chance. If he had hidden better or run the other way, you couldn't have killed him.
Deer and elk have
incredible
vision. I'll
tell you what, I think that boar
vision.
Had a chance.
Yeah. The boar had a chance, definitely.
The boar could have served you to his friends.
Deer and elk both have incredible vision and incredible senses of smell. So, I mean, it is, you know, they do have a chance.
Now, where you hunt, is it more for population control, or is it just because they allow it to happen?
Well, for the most part, it's just because they allow it to happen. But hunting, and this is something that people don't realize, hunters in general contribute to conservation way more than, you know, PETA, for example.
Right.
You know, PETA's, you know, they're crazies. But
can someone like me say I want to go hunting and I put on one of those crazy outfits and I go with you?
Yeah.
Can I just grab a gun and go hunting, or do you have to, like, really know what you're doing?
You have to get a license.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the legal.
And you're only allowed a certain amount, right?
Right. But to get that license, you have to pass a hunter safety course. But other than that, you're good to go. And we were just talking about that.
But would you be scared, like, if someone like me had a gun out in the woods, had no idea what
yes.
I was doing?
Yes.
I would just be scared if you were in the woods.
Isn't there some kind of skill involved, is what I'm asking?
Yeah. Well, but if you don't have the skill, you don't usually end up with an animal. So, you know, you learn.
But you might end up with a bullet in your ass.
You end up like Dick Cheney shooting your friend.
That's why they require that you take the hunter safety course before you're allowed to get a tag.
Oh, my God!
But as far as getting... guns. We were just talking about this in the parking lot. It's a totally different culture. Like, you were wondering, Andrew was wondering if, you know, you could buy .22 ammunition, whereas, you know, on the West Coast, everybody's got guns. And, you know, like, it's not uncommon to see someone with a shotgun in a gun rack in their truck. Whereas, you know, we were saying if I drove down Main Street in Andover with a shotgun, I wouldn't make it from one end
to
the
other. You'd be in trouble.
You know? They were saying in Las Vegas, you can just say, I need a gun, and 2 seconds later, you'll have one.
Pistols, they're you know, they're more regulated, but rifles and shotguns, you can just go buy one.
Pretty interesting. So, Matt, you went to school at BU?
I did.
You played
Another
rugby,
one, huh? I was a Terrier. Yeah.
Yeah. Paul's shaking his head.
What year? I graduated in 02.
And you played rugby?
Yep.
Yep. You actually were on a team representing BU in New Zealand, or yep, was that a club team?
My junior year, we went on tour to New Zealand, and we played a bunch of teams down there and got our butts handed to us. But yeah, it was a BU. It was the BU team, and I got to captain that tour, which was a blast.
Nice.
Wow.
This guy's been everywhere. You had a Russian spy in when I was gone. Lucky works on planes for the military. Meanwhile, we're upstairs going, did you see that Japanese game show?
Seriously, I feel worse about myself every time we bring a listener in with lunch.
Well, you should.
You should, too. All you do is make up stories about traveling all around the world. He's actually been there.
I've been there.
Right. Been to New Zealand, Fred?
No.
I've
been to the Antarctica or Arctica, whichever one's up north.
Never been there either.
See?
Arctic's up top. Antarctica. Yeah,
been to Hawaii?
No. Yeah. Never been to Hawaii.
Didn't you used to live in the Bahamas or something?
I did. Well, Caribbean. I lived in an island off of St. Thomas. Yeah.
That's a pretty good story.
But that's all he's got. Everything else, your stories are better. Well, he's got one story about Colorado, but nothing dies in the mountains.
If I had better stories, I'd be the guest.
Except him. Didn't he try to ride that bike up the mountain? Wasn't that in Colorado?
That wasn't good. Yeah.
So do you hunt at home?
I actually have only hunted bird, you know, pheasant and chucker and, you know, that kind of stuff in Oregon. But I just put in for elk tags for Oregon and got denied. So
what is it? What do you mean?
It's a lottery system because they only allow so many tags.
Oh.
And so I didn't get my tag. But every time you apply and don't get one, you get a like preference.
What happens if you say,
unlike the Patriots season ticket holders with the Super Bowl?
Right.
What happens if you say,
that was Fred Kirsch, Mr. Kraft.
What happens if you say, you know what, I'm going to go out in the woods, no one's going to know, and I'm going to kill an elk?
You could do that, but that's poaching. So,
but what happens?
Highly illegal. I don't even know what the penalty is, but I know it's highly illegal.
You go to jail?
And it's partially highly illegal. I just found this out. I think you can go to jail because what happens is drug addicts and stuff will go out and poach animals and try to sell the meat and sell the antlers and stuff and then use that money for drug money. So they're cracking down on that to try to, you know, crack it down on the...
Now, elk is how does it compare to deer in terms of how many elk are there out? I mean, is it easy to hunt elk? Are they more rare? Are they?
There's more deer. There's more deer than elk. You know, like we have tons of deer here in Massachusetts.
Right.
We don't have any elk.
Right.
You know, but it depends on where you go. You know, in Wyoming and Colorado and stuff, there's tons of elk. Tons.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So it sounds like you just picked this up recently because you said it was your
just
father-in-law?
In the last few years. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So Matt, as far as the Patriots go, you've always been a Patriot fan?
I was a Patriots fan when they were 1-15. Absolutely. I am not a bandwagon
guy. You remember that season, huh?
I do.
So what's it like living in Oregon and being a Patriot fan? You know, what do you have a lot of football friends that are also fans of other teams that you have to put up with, or
out west everybody's college football fans. You know, the U of O and OSU are huge. Right. But there is, you know, and this has grown huge in the last year, the Patriots haters.
Right.
Partly due to their success, you know, in large part due to the whole Spygate thing,
right.
Is tons of Patriots haters. You know, I have a flying Elvis on the back of my truck, and I'm pretty much the only one you see.
So we didn't get any. I mean, before Spygate, it seemed like there were a lot of people.
It was mostly respect before Spygate.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, it's the way people feel about the Yankees, which is horrible to say. But
so who's the out there other than the Cowboys? Who's the team of choice in Oregon?
The Seahawks or the 49ers? Which the Seahawks, the Pats are going to Seattle.
Right,
right.
Tried to get the cheapest ticket I could find was $300.
Wow. Is that
so
right?
I won't be going.
Wow.
And how far away is Seattle from you?
From where I live, it's like 7 hours by car. But, I mean, you could do that, you know.
Make a Paul drove 10 to see crappy Northeastern.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, living where I live, I get very little Patriots news. I get very little Patriots anything.
Well,
you know,
they have the internet now.
Wow.
I haven't missed a show in probably 2 years.
That's great.
Honestly.
Get that Wi-Fi out in the woods. You bring your laptop with you.
There you go.
The tree stand?
There you go. Well, you just download the podcast and put it on the MP3 player.
Yeah.
And you're good to go.
That's pretty wild. All right. Well, that is excellent. We thank you, Matt, for all the food.
Well, thank you, guys.
This is a first actual game meat cooked in the parking lot of Gillette Stadium and brought in.
Security didn't bat an eye either.
That's the other unbelievable thing. Tom comes in and goes, I think the guy that's grilling is out there right now. And I said, where is he? He says, he's right out in E2. And I was going to bring him over closer to here, and I told security about it. But I walk out, nobody's even questioning him.
Probably on their lunch break.
And meanwhile, you know, some old lady comes out with a camera, and they jump on him. So I don't know what was going on today, but apparently today's grilling day at Gillette, and it's okay to do that.
Maybe they thought he was tailgating for the Revs game tailgate. That's coming up or something.
Is there a Revs game tonight?
No, not until Saturday,
I don't believe. Does anyone tailgate at Revs games?
Yeah, they
do. Does anyone go to Revs games?
Sure they do. No.
You fit in nicely here.
No, so we got to figure out how to get Matt a tour before he leaves.
What do you mean we?
I have a 2 o'clock meeting.
Oh, see, that he made up the excuse from the other day.
No, I'll give him a tour, but I don't want to get in trouble.
No, you just can't go in the locker room. Take him out in the field, you know, not on the field, but around the edge. Take him up to the press box, media work room, you know.
That rule still applies even though it's not grass anymore?
What's that?
That we can't walk on the field?
No, they don't want you walking on the field.
It's not grass.
I know it isn't, but it's just...
So what's the big deal?
It's just they don't want people out there.
Wow.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Where'd he get his stones from?
He's getting some stones. It's great to hear.
Yeah.
That email from Tuesday. The
No, I wasn't here Tuesday. What happened?
You want to eat my salad?
Well, there's a belief that because I'm leaving now, Eric is getting more balls because he wants to show you that he can step up and take on a bigger role.
No, it's not that. I was talking before that email.
I'm just telling. This isn't my opinion. I'm telling you what the opinion of some of the listeners was, is that you're trying to take this opportunity to step up and show Fred, I'm your man.
I would just like to take the opportunity to say, Eric, you do a fine job on the show.
Thank
honestly,
you.
No, thanks, man. Joking. You do, however, let them pick on you.
No, I know.
I'd like to see you fighting back.
I'll fight back for you, man.
Good. All right.
You want to teach me how to shoot, too? Because that could come in
there
handy.
There you go.
Don't do that. Honest, Matt, I would stop because I think he likes you a little bit. So
there it is.
Definitely stop touching him.
He's getting excited over there.
Now, Tom, you made your big announcement on Tuesday.
Yep.
Reaction from fans, good riddance, or what were they saying?
No, most
that
of
was
them
the
were,
reaction from us.
Yeah. The fans care much more than the people in this room do,
right.
Which is amazing. But, yeah, no, everyone's been, you know, nice about it. And, you know, it's I'm excited to go, but I'm going to be sad to leave here, especially the radio show in particular. I mean, I love this show.
It sounds like a great opportunity. And like I was telling you when you told me about it, I mean, we could have you on once a week talking about football picks.
Yeah.
You know, why not? During the pick hour, you know?
Check with the crafts in the NFL with us aligning ourselves with gambling in Vegas.
You know, we don't have to.
I thought they distanced themselves from that.
We don't have to be that obvious. We don't have to be given plugs for the company, but you know,
he's coming on to talk about picks. He works in Vegas.
Well, we do it. Like, so what?
Okay, but then again, that was Fred Kirsch, Mr. Kraft.
Wouldn't the people who are paying him for picks and stuff, couldn't they just listen to the show and get the same picks for free?
That's true.
They wouldn't get the same. It wouldn't be the same thing.
Tom would give us bogus information.
You'd be,
and he would get his own people
You'd be
the
getting
real stuff.
My free picks.
Matt, don't you know how that works? Picks. Every time you call, you get a different pick, and that's how they cover themselves.
No, that's not what we do. It's
we yeah.
No, but it's not like a tout. There's a lot of people on the message board thought it's like a tout thing. Like, did you really think I would leave a job like this to go sell handicapping picks?
No, you're doing more, you know, strict analysis.
Yeah, my job title is senior editor. I'm, you know, like right now
senior. You just got there. How'd you be senior editor?
I'm big. I don't know what to
There's
tell
nobody
you.
Below
He's old.
Is there?
No, it's senior as in citizen.
Don't worry about it. That's
a yes.
Like right now I'm doing like the top 25 for this upcoming college football season, and I'm breaking down the good, the bad, the schedule, overall. You know, it's things like that.
Now, are you going to have access to tapes that you wouldn't have had otherwise? How do you guys do your analysis?
What do you mean?
Well, what access to information do you have that you don't have now?
Me sitting in a room watching every game.
Okay, but there's no tools that they give you to be able to – you know, become more informed.
I'm the tool. They're hiring me to.
You got that right. I agree.
But no, that's what they're hiring me for, is to bring that to the table. But I'm still going to be doing like draft stuff. You know, if people want
to combine.
I don't know about that yet, but I'll check
You'll
on that.
Finagle a way to get that.
But I'll still be like, if people want to check out draft stuff, they can go there and see what I got going on. And so it's still going to be a lot of football content.
Right. Right.
I am going to be selling picks as well, but that's to make that's extra money.
Right. Okay, as well as holding up convenience stores. You going to do that too?
Well, no. we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. No, it's. I was excited for it because it's right in your sweet spot.
Yeah, it seems like a good fit, and you kind of know when it's right because Allison and I are both really excited to go. And you know, I'm leaving a job that I love. So if you're still excited to go, even though you're leaving something great, it's probably the right move for
you.
Yeah,
no, and there's a lot going on in Vegas besides gambling, obviously. It's a young crowd, the population, a lot of, you know, yuppies and a lot of outdoors people. And I know you don't like doing the outdoor stuff.
In which Tom will fit into both categories.
Now, I just got off the phone with DirecTV last night. They're coming in. They're putting the dish in. I'm getting every channel known to man.
And well, you need it, right? Isn't it part of your job?
Yeah, but still, they got like 5 movie channels that you can't get on cable, Andy. They have 24-hour HD movies, like off like MGM. And I said, just give me the whole package. Give me everything you got. I don't ever want to leave. It's going to be 120 degrees out.
Right.
Stay right inside.
Right. All right, well, that's cool.
Yeah, that would get me the heat, definitely.
What? Oh, John in L.A. is on the phone. John, how you doing? John. Hello. Dan, you told me John in L.A. is on the phone. You called like 10 minutes
ago. The man's a menace. I mean, he really is.
What's he doing over there? Did you finish your burger? Is the mic working yet?
Like,
turn it on.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay.
Does anyone else think him and Eric should go out on a date?
Yes.
They're perfect.
Size, everything. Look at him.
He hasn't eaten his burger yet. He started eating it 15 minutes ago.
They both wear those button-down shirts.
What's wrong with button-down shirts?
Well, you wear, who knows?
Well, nothing when you button them up, Fred.
Right now, we're looking at Fred's nipples.
Unbelievable. You have sneakers on again?
You're
today?
Violating like 10 HR rules right now.
He does have
now.
Sneakers.
You know that?
Are you having foot problems?
What am I violating HR? What
sneakers are not allowed.
What Eric Scalavino sensibilities am I offending right now?
Sneakers are not allowed.
Not mine. HR's. We went to that 2-hour snooze fest yesterday.
This
that
is
we're
style
to
sneakers.
Do. Styles, they didn't differentiate between tennis
sneakers.
And style.
You know you're what? Supposed to wear shoes. What? Go ahead.
If they got a problem, they can come talk to me.
That's, you know what? That's one of the best, that's one of the best things about this new job, shorts and t-shirt every day. I find it ridiculous that if there's a press conference, I'm more than happy to put on slacks and a nice shirt. But in the summer where we sit there surfing the net, we have to dress up to come here. I don't get it.
Oh, it's a culture.
I know. I just, but even jeans, you know what I mean?
And the fact if my son dies, I get 5 days to grieve, and then they want me back to work
calendar.
On the 6th
day. Calendar days.
Calendar days, too. So if it's a Friday, be back by Wednesday.
No kidding, not even work days.
No.
Well, I mean, what is the standard among other companies?
I think the standard should be when you're able to come back and do your job, come back and do your job.
Would you stop crying through the night?
Right. I thought we had a family atmosphere
Don't
here.
Be a P-U-S-S-Y. Dan in Delaware is here. Dan is on the phone.
Oh, you're a P-U-S-S-Y if your son dies and you cry?
Dan, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You suck, man. What are you doing?
I'm leaving. Who is this?
Dan
in Delaware.
Oh.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, man.
Look at that douchebag. It was a tough choice, but, you know, money calls.
I blame it on Fred, tell you the truth.
I do, too. He didn't listen to any of my ideas. He did nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I gave a lot of good ideas.
You
want to
make $5
and he just shot him down.
No, you know, he could have paid you, too. He could be paying you guys a lot more.
I think we all agree with that.
Hey, you know what? I thought of a way that you could make it up to us.
Okay.
Take Eric with you.
Wow.
I could bury him in the desert. I wouldn't even need that big of a hole.
Man.
I'm learning how to shoot, Tom, so you better just be careful.
Uh-oh, here we go. See, I'm leaving at the right time. This guy is going to open fire on the rest of the crew here.
The Second Amendment today was upheld at the Supreme Court, so you got to be more careful now around Eric. I just called to say goodbye, Tom, and
I appreciate
it. But you take care, and I wish you the best.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, Dan, never call again. All right, that's Dan of Delaware.
Now, Fred, there's a groundswell of opinion that I'm leaving because of you.
Well, I heard that somebody was trying to start a rumor that you were fired.
For what?
I don't know, but that's the rule. I read on one of the boards, let's start a rumor that Tom was fired.
I was reading that people blaming you because you don't listen to my ideas. And I just got fed up.
Let's run with it.
All right.
It's good. I like it.
I like that he was fired one. Let's run with that one.
But if I was fired, wouldn't I be gone?
Yeah, I was just going to say, no. He wouldn't be here
but
for the next
one. I've heard stories of people getting fired here. Trust me, I wouldn't be on the radio right now.
No, you get walked out that moment with security.
You're fired, but we'd like you to work for another month if you can handle it.
We'll send you your personal.
Although, with Fred, you never know because he doesn't have anyone to step
That's
in
true.
Yet. So he might be, listen, can you stick around
You're
until the end of July?
Until you gave him a month's notice and he won't have anyone to step in the day you leave.
Just so you know, everything you do from this point on is being taped and recorded. Every email that
That's
you send
right.
out, you know, so just so you know.
Listen,
it already was.
You screw with me, when I leave here, the mouth opens. Uh-oh. I'll go right on Felger's show, and I'll spill the beans on everything.
What, are you going to tell people I shaved my back?
Four people.
All right, webradio at patriots.com. I think, it's 12:27, Dan. That means we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it. 1-0 Rams. The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Rams have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriots-place.com for more information, and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gary, Fred, you have any idea what Doug looks like?
Bye. That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kirsch.
That's another thing Matt and his dad have to do before they leave is check you out Bass Pro.
Oh, that's like
heaven. That'll be their heaven.
Yeah, he's going to go in there.
You guys haven't been there yet, have you? No, not yet.
So you got to talk into the mic, Andy.
That's what they should do now.
Mouthful of watermelon.
When Matt comes back, we should tell him if they don't want to just hang out for this boring show, go kill an hour and a half and come back for the tour.
Well, he's...
I think Matt's having fun.
Okay. Webradiopatriots.com is the email address, and on the phone is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Mini Gary's out of position.
I was going to say, oh, my
Mini
God.
Gary was over here.
What is going on?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's just great news.
Thank you. I'll be closer to you now.
Well, actually, I'm going to be moving back to you. So.
Oh, good, because really? I didn't want to see you anyway. I was just trying to be nice. So you're moving back east. What happened to the writing? You gave it up?
Happening. I can bring that job with me.
You can bring unemployment from the West Coast to the East Coast?
No, I can bring screenwriting with me. I actually have a job doing it. So.
Oh, really?
New York?
Where are you going? Well, I can do it anywhere.
No, where are you going?
I'm going to New York, yeah.
Great. Congratulations. We have a lot of movement going on here.
Moving to Yankee land where there are Republicans all around me in Staten Island.
Okay.
Should be really fun.
And you're still going to be writing?
Yeah, I got a great job right now rewriting screenplays for a company that churns out movies for foreign markets.
Okay, cool.
So that works. But, Tom, I just want to say that I think that's awesome, and I think there should be at least one day a week where Tom calls in for the whole show.
Well, we mentioned that, you know, maybe on pick day.
Yeah, but the thing, too, is I don't want to step on the toes of the person who's replacing me. I want them to come in and, you know, make their mark.
Give me that crap.
Yeah, far be it from Tom to step on anybody's toes.
Well, apparently Fred doesn't agree.
John, it sounds like either your phone's breaking up or you're breaking up over Tom leaving. I don't know which one it is.
It's probably a little of both.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll still be here for a couple of weeks, so.
Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations. And,
thanks.
Thanks for all the great work.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, that's John. And John seems
a little
very
serious.
Broken up.
Yeah. A little serious on the call.
Yeah.
Not his usual upbeat self.
Yeah.
John, hey, you can hang out at pfwinprogress.com. I'll be hanging out with those guys making fun of Andy and Paul and everything.
Where's John moving to? I don't
New
have
York.
Headphones. So.
Staten Island.
To write?
Well, yeah.
Screenplays.
Yeah.
Screenwriter.
Yeah. Well, he rewrites screenplays, he said, for foreign markets.
Yeah.
In other words, movies we'll never watch.
We'll never see, never hear of.
Who cares?
Wow. What's he writing for you?
I know.
No, it's like, well, I'll never see it, so it doesn't matter.
No, my point is it'd be cool.
It's not a movie until I say it's
if
a movie.
If he wrote a movie, we saw.
Sure.
No, if we... Play it'd be cool if he wrote a movie that we then saw in the theater. And
no,
like,
Eric, we'll see those movies.
Well, that's true.
And we're like, wow, John in L.A.?
Eric will see every one of them, and then every once in a while, Fred will chime in because, you know, The Life Aquatic will be made, and he'll be able to tell us about that.
It's a good movie.
Fred, I do have to apologize to you.
Yeah.
I broke down and bought the Perfect Push-Ups.
Right.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing push-ups for like 20 years, and I can crank out like 100 easy. I was on that. I got to about 30, and I was like, what the hell? I mean, it really it's hard to do.
Well, it's like a punch.
Yeah.
Designed by a Navy SEAL, you know.
But I'm still sore from doing it a couple of days ago.
It gives you a deeper push, and it keeps the form correct.
And back when Fred was actually doing them, he felt good.
Right.
Hasn't touched it in a month, I bet.
Shut up.
Have you?
Yes. Of course I have.
You do it every day?
What, do you think these guns are...
Oh, my God.
998.
If you take down one more button, we could probably see them.
Take down another button, we're going to see his nuts.
Don't, please.
This is casual Thursday, isn't it? No?
Yeah, what are you doing?
So what?
You have sneakers on, you have like a pool shirt.
Fred, breaking.
Isn't that like
a poolside
summer
shirt?
It's the summer.
Are you trying to get fired?
It's my going to a meeting like that?
Are you trying to pull a Costanza? Just tell us now.
What is he called? His cruise wear?
Yeah. I think it's Cabana.
Cabana wear.
Who's this?
Frank Costanza with George Sells' clothes.
What?
Are you trying to get fired?
Maybe.
Well, can you let us know? Tom's out. He's
hey, when did these golfers become all of a sudden good looking?
There you go.
Holy,
it was breast Tom that got him this time.
Good Lord. What who's that?
I think it's Natalie Gulbis, right?
I'm watching
the real
women's
deal.
Golf.
I'm not sure it is.
And,
maybe it's another one.
She's, wow.
She's putting, and she'll never hit it because, you know, they get in the way. Who said that?
Ken Venturi. Was it Ken Venturi? No, Ben Wright.
Ben Wright.
Female golfers can't putt.
I apologize to Ken Venturi.
I think if they made the golf women play in their bathing suits, it would help ratings a little bit. You know?
Well, some.
Some of them.
I don't want to see Annika Sorenstam.
Boy, the feminist movement. Really come
I was going to say, what's the next thing? Take the flag stick and make it a pole and have them, you know, perform?
Not a bad idea. Now, speaking of offending people.
The Patriots cheerleading calendar?
No, we do have to talk about, we got called to the woodshed. One of the emails, somebody mad at some Irish.
Andy, you can say it.
It was Andy.
Well, Andy made one of his Irish jokes. And, you know, we need to talk about that because.
Some guy with no sense of humor.
No, but in this day and age, you have to watch what you say. You know.
Well, then we might.
Fred, can I ask you a question?
That's the end of the show.
But
for
can
today?
I ask you a question? This is the problem I have with the country.
Okay.
If they were getting email after email about us, then I think that's a problem.
Right.
But because one person has a problem, you know what I say to that one person?
Lighten
I don't
up.
Care.
Well, you know, those...
But that's the problem overall in this country,
I understand.
Saying. It's not like a few people even have a problem. One person.
See, the problem with it is Andy doesn't have the intelligence to be funny without offending people.
Right.
That is so true.
I agree.
The guy who spelled P-U-S-S-Y.
That's good. That's also true.
That's also true.
But yeah. That doesn't offend anyone except PUSSYs, and we don't care about them. But
well, this guy is clearly a PUSSY
Jew for totally different reasons.
No, but
didn't you tell me, Andy, I couldn't spell words on the air before?
I follow Fred's rules. Whatever he does, I assume is okay.
I am not insensitive to someone when they say I'm offended by that.
Right.
I don't think anyone has the right to say
you shouldn't be offended.
Right. Agreed. You know, that's not up to me or anyone else to say to someone who, you know, says that they are offended.
No, but wouldn't it be more appropriate to email the offended party back and say, okay, you know, we understand your cause and we're sorry if we offended you, but why do we have to go on the air and make a big deal about it like everyone in the world is?
I think because this is a type of show where we're kind of loose cannons. And God,
kind of.
And you know,
the fact that we're all still employed is somewhat remarkable.
The fact that one person, and there she is again. She is.
I told you it was Natalie Gulbis.
Paul, just so you know, the conversation with Allison when we were deciding this, one of my reasonings was
it's only a matter of time.
Fred's got 3 years left at the most. Trust me. So we might as well get out now.
Yeah. Is that a hair gel?
You're right, Tom. Because that's going to put me in that black hole area where I'm just done.
You know
I'm
going to
be approaching my mid 40s, have no marketable skills whatsoever, and he's going to get fired on me, and I'm not going to have any means for an income whatsoever.
That's Ben Roethlisberger's ex girlfriend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were a couple for a while.
She's legit.
She's cute too. Who's this?
But I like when he yells at someone and says, "You're on radio. They can't see it." Right. But yeah, when he sees a pair of breasts.
But that's not offending anyone.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm sure our female listeners are very happy.
Listen, you're the smallest person in this building, Mini Gary. You are the last person to start throwing things around like that.
But I think he has bigger breasts than you.
Oh, God.
He doesn't have bigger arms. I've never seen arms that small on a human being.
I think there's a debate here.
But see,
you're not that much bigger than him.
I'll
if you're bigger
ass.
At all.
Oh, please.
The problem with all of this in today's society is, you know, someone makes a joke, and that person in their heart believes, I'm not a prejudiced person. I'm not a racist. I'm just making a joke. But people hearing that don't know that, you know, so they have a right to take offense.
With this particular thing,
don't you have to take offense?
But don't you? Well,
why can't they just
again,
relax?
But like Fred said, you can't tell someone what they should take offense to.
I mean, you're the hard ass in the group.
Right, exactly.
You never relax. But we should probably explain the origins of the whole Irish thing. And we have one of our PFWinProgress.com guys.
It's called Larry the
Drunk.
Larry
the Drunk. And that's kind of where it started.
And Owen and Dermot
and a lot of we have several listeners in Ireland,
right,
who kind of feed into this and they play it up big. And Andy, you know, obviously Andy's Irish. We should probably point out
you mean
too.
Play it up like the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame,
exactly.
Or the Fighting Leprechauns.
It's intentional. It's not meant to be offensive to anybody. Right, it's intentional. We're kind of making fun of ourselves in that. And Andy's, you know, constantly, every time someone from Ireland writes in, Andy says, you're drunk or something like that. It's not really meant to be taken seriously. We understand it offended one person.
He probably shouldn't listen. If that offended him, then.
And it's obviously someone.
Listening, because that's going to be.
But it's obviously someone who never listens because they didn't get the context of it.
In a week, he'll email and say, I can't believe that remark offended me. 200 have been worse.
Not only doesn't get the context, but doesn't listen to the rest of the show.
Right.
That's what the whole show is about.
But maybe I just drink to get drunk.
It's a difficult.
That's right, Mini Gary.
He's Italian.
It's a difficult world.
Oh, that's the only group that's left. That's open, by the way.
Yeah,
you can say anything you want about us Italians.
Oh, that was good.
Well,
you just have to be careful these days. It's just difficult. Yeah. Everything you say is out there. Everything you do gets on YouTube. I mean, there's no privacy if you're out in public anymore, and you just have to be careful.
And there's no sense of humor in the world.
Well, he's right about that.
You know the point I brought up to these guys, Fred? Remember when Limbaugh was on ESPN and he made that comment?
Right.
Nobody was offended on that set when he said that.
At the
nobody.
Time.
Nobody.
Right, right.
And then Uncle Tom Jackson comes back the next week with tears in his eyes saying, you know, how that hurt him, but he didn't think that was the right time to respond. And Chris Berman gives it. You know what? It's all a bunch of crap. It really is.
The funny part about the guy writing in who was complaining about Andy, about the Irish joke, wasn't even Irish.
Right. Well, you knew, because you saw his name, you don't know if he is or not.
Maybe he's married to an Irish woman.
He could have been,
his mother could have been Irish, of Irish descent.
That's true. Well, don't roll your eyes.
It's ironic.
That's the kind of sloppy, uneducated comment that you would normally jump on one of us for making.
You pompous bastard.
I got to say, for being so intelligent, you're not saying a lot of intelligent things.
He's not that smart.
Oh.
No, he tries to act smart.
I didn't think you were going to go on the air and say that one.
He just plays a smart person on the radio.
Yeah,
he's
but
really
not well.
You going to bring a pipe in next week? And a smoking jacket?
Bring a knife to a gunfight?
Ah, somebody's at the door, and Andy's going to answer it.
Hey, this is Brian Morey from the Hall at Patriot Place. Now it's time for smartass Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's word.
When does Brian have time to come down and
We should put to rest the fears. Brian Morey not coming back to PFW.
There has been a little there's been a little bit of fear.
How do you
of that
know that?
Because I you'll have to fill.
He'll drive us out.
You have your choice. You can fill one spot or three. Choice is yours.
Today's Urban Dictionary word of the day, courtesy of Gary, Mini Gary, who gets good ones, and related to our food. Elko. And it's something not to do with sex, but more digestive issues. And I've had some Elkos in my day.
That's the perfect Andy Hart word of the day, though.
When it is a hot dog and
the worst thing is having an Elko, because there's no... At least when you have an explosion, there's relief at the end.
Bill Berry writes in, he thought Andy was Italian.
No.
Thank God he's
not. First of all, I'm a mutt. I'm not a purebred anything. I'm a mutt. But I have a... My grandmother is, like, off the boat Irish, so I...
That makes you a quarter Irish.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also have English and Portuguese. Her husband was Portuguese. And then I got some English on the other side. So I'm a little bit of a mutt.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom, Eric,
so that means
and
I can make fun of pretty much all of Europe.
All right. So that's, you know, I do apologize if anyone's offended by this show. But
have a drink and eat a potato.
We do understand that we often push the envelope and... We don't mean any harm by it. And
no.
I guess we apologize for those who we offend.
And,
I
have to say to the listeners, I say to 10, 20 people a day here at work, you just
sorry,
don't know.
Andy. You just don't know.
I wish you would talk more about this, because I'm interested to know how many people are actually complaining about Andy.
I'm telling you, it's a steady stream.
We need to put a disclaimer in the intro.
It's a steady... What?
Put a disclaimer in the open.
Okay, good.
I don't think you're going to be getting too many of those I'm a Mini Gary fans on the message board.
508-543-7482 is the phone number. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
Fred, it's probably a poor time to make this segue, but Dan Pyers.
Yeah, we got to bring that up.
Passed away yesterday.
That, to me, I was shocked.
I was.
It is
shocking. I mean, Dan, for the listeners who don't know, is a beat writer from the Standard Times, New Bedford, Mass. He's been covering the team as long as I've been here, since 95. And
as well as anyone, in terms of actually digging up news through connections to players or whatever, gets as many nuggets as anyone on the beat.
Absolutely.
Because he was born a, whatever you want to call him, a mayor.
Charmer.
He's
a charmer.
He had the ability to find a common ground with every single player in the locker room. One guy he is, you know, talking about religion with. The other guy he's talking about how hot some porn star is. Like, knew everybody, knew soccer, knew, was an amazing, you know, mayor of Foxborough, they wrote in the and that's accurate.
He, you know, he was a portly guy. Sure.
Well, was.
Until this recently. Is my point. And then he lost 40 plus pounds. And
you know what? He went on the diet and the health thing because of another writer, Alan Greenberg, passing away in his 50s, was, you know, sort of motivated. First of all, I should say he has a family. He's only in his 50s.
Three children.
Right. And was 52. Motivated to get in shape and, you know, live longer and not let that happen to him. Was very emotional after that happened 2 years ago.
Right.
Lost a lot of weight. And actually, he was found, I just found this out today, on the Dartmouth Middle School track.
I know.
At 6 in the morning,
my wife
working
said,
out.
My wife said, let that be a lesson to you. And I said, I know, I'm not working out.
Right. I was just going to, Fred, I was actually going to bring up a serious point, because Pyers reminds me of my uncle, both the way he acted. But my uncle died when he made the same decision, when he was in his 50s, to start losing weight. And he started walking, and he had a heart attack, and he went into the hospital and died. So I was going to ask Andy and Elk Boy back there, who's a trainer, is there a fear that when you get to a certain age, you can overdo that?
To your system?
Yeah, because, you know.
I'm sure there is. I mean, I don't know the science behind it necessarily. Maybe Matt does, but. Yeah.
Do you think like he could have lost.
You don't want to push it.
He could have lost too much weight too soon, and that puts strain on your heart.
You never know.
Well, I have a theory, and it's another one of my wacko theories, but, you know, smoking is bad for you, no doubt.
Yes.
But I think it's better to.
Smoking is bad.
But I think it's worse if you start at a later age than if you start like when you're 18.
I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think
life.
It's more of a shock to your system if you start at a later age, like at 40 or 50.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah, so you think it's better to smoke for 25 years?
The bad effects...
I got to get Will started. I got to start Will smoking just so it won't be
make
such
sure
a
he's
shock
healthy.
To his system.
I think the bad effects
Fred,
accumulate faster if you
stick
start
with the soap.
How many people do you
know?
Because
I know people that smoke since they were 10 and they're like in their 80s.
And how many people
do you know that started when they were 10 that died in their 40s?
I don't know.
All right.
I just think
it's a terrible theory. Move on.
Like it's bad. It's the same theory
the
I have.
Thing
all
ever
these
said.
People that are like washing their hands all the time with antibacterial. I think it's better to you know
that is, that's a whole
totally
different argument.
Story.
But it's, and you're
it's
right
better
about
to have
that.
Let your body
right.
You know, yes. build
there's
up
science
those
build up immunities.
That.
There's
science
there's,
that.
There's scientific.
There's
facts
no
that
science
back up
that
the
says
bacteria thing.
Smoke earlier, you'll live longer. The only people who spread that message was the cigarette companies. If you have stock in cigarettes.
Evidently, yeah. Philip Morris is going to be our new sponsor.
Jesus. I think if you allow your body to build up, you know, the, you know.
Fred,
you
just said, I'm waiting for the camel wasn't that bad. It wasn't making kids smoke.
You just said you know a lot of people who started smoking when they were like 10 and now they're in their 80s. How many people do you know who started smoking when they were in their 40s or 50s?
I don't.
That's another point. In this day and age, very few people say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start smoking.
I've been thinking about adding a vice or two. I'm going to start drinking.
You know, it's $5 a pack and it'll kill me. Why not?
Well, Andy, the part I don't
get is
we just named two people who did what we said, started working out in their 50s and died, so there was a little case study. Who do you know who started smoking when they were 35 and died?
A lot of people.
You have no idea.
Okay.
Actors. John in Palm Bay is on the phone. John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, John.
Hey, I got a quick question. I heard on the internet that Drew Bledsoe is going to be at one of the Patriots games. They're going to have a ceremony for him this year.
You heard it on the internet?
I don't.
Yeah.
Not this year.
I was going to say, I don't think that's accurate.
No. He was here about a month ago. We took him on a tour of the museum in its state of being built in and did some recording with him because he's going to be part of one of the exhibits. But he's not going to be back during the season as far as I've heard.
You were horrible.
Yeah. But at some point he'll be back because he's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Patriot Hall of Famer. So, but there is no event this year being planned with Drew Bledsoe involved.
Okay. That was my only question. I was just wanted to see if that was true.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
John in Palm Bay.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. What planet
that was really good
is John
in junior
from Palm Bay from? Whenever he calls, he says he hears something that
right.
no
always
one else
way
has
out
ever
there.
Heard.
He's got a different internet than we do. It's you know, I don't know.
I just like to point out, we couldn't make it through a tribute
I was
to
just
a
gonna,
guy without making jokes and
I was
turning
just,
into idiots.
Look, I was just going to wrap up, going back to Dan, that, you know, it's a sad.
It was shocking.
Sad.
Very sad.
It's
very shocking.
Shocking.
You're always shocked when you get that email that says, you know, so
but
and so.
But you know what? As soon as I saw the,
name,
I saw the email
yeah.
with Dan Pyers,
yeah,
I knew
it too.
I knew it. I didn't even have to read it.
Yeah,
I knew what happened.
I didn't.
Because
I remember getting the same thing from about Alan Greenberg. It said Alan Greenberg in the subject line.
Well, I didn't have anything to compare it to because I didn't actually I had heard about Alan
before.
Differently. Yeah, I just thought that maybe I don't know. I didn't even know what to think.
You don't really
when
think
I saw
about
that. I didn't
you don't
think
just
about,
jump to he's dead.
No, that's never even entered my mind, and I was
and Alan was
stunned.
In good shape.
Alan,
they both.
Yeah. Alan, the opposite. Alan, his whole life was in tremendous shape.
Yeah.
And was in terrific shape the day he died.
But don't you think
never...
that heart is a funny organ?
What was he?
Well, yeah,
what
is
Alan?
Exercise
was
helps you,
51,
but
something?
If you, something goes in your heart, it goes.
Well, that's what I mean. That's all. We learn that more and more lately where you have high school kids, college kids, 30s, 40s, 50s, all these heart problems that even guys that have physicals play,
right.
you know, major college athletics.
They go undetected.
It just goes undetected. Even Teddy Bruschi had an issue, you know, and you never know about it, and then
yeah.
it's just boom.
But I will say something about the weight, though, which, you know, you want to talk about case studies. If you go into the retirement homes, you don't see a lot of heavy people in those old
right.
folks' homes.
No question.
You know,
fat people die.
But right. he wasn't that
no,
heavy
he wasn't.
Either. I mean,
no.
you know.
But he had the worst kind, the belly fat, the big
but,
belly
but
is the
I
worst.
Have a couple of friends and
is this
going to
be a shot at
really, really, really yeah. No, there's no question he was hanging on for that.
No, it's true.
If
Matt,
wasn't
isn't it true
if this
that
wasn't
the worst,
about Dan Pyers, he would have had a shot.
They've done
for
studies that the belly fat is the worst.
Matt, tell the truth. How much fatter or thinner am I compared to the way Andy describes me?
Actually, definitely
thinner.
All right. See, I do you
every,
a favor.
Every single person
you
that comes
couldn't possibly
says the same
be as fat
but
as
yet
I make
your
you
head is true. Every bit as big as I describe
no.
it.
No.
That's true.
That is true,
that's
Andy.
That's not true.
It is.
But I do have two close friends, and one of them is gone. And they're absolutely huge. They're 400 pounds plus. I don't know anybody that size that's over the age of, say, 45. I just don't know anybody that size.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't – Dan wasn't like that. Dan was overweight, but not – you know, to the point where he, you know, you looked at him and said, wow, that's a real problem.
He had the big belly. Yeah.
He had a belly.
That was his biggest
area.
And
then, you know, we had seen him at minicamp. He mm-hmm. looked great.
Yeah, he looked great.
Thin as
he
could be, yeah. He's working hard, but getting up at 6 in the morning and going to the track.
So it's
but
it's
an absolute legend as a communicator.
As a muckraker.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to say con man, but that doesn't seem appropriate at this time.
No.
But
even though that's a negative connotation, that's probably the best way to describe him.
Like,
not in a like he's robbing people of their money
right.
type of way, but the way he talked with players and stuff and got information.
He was bringing me donuts on a Friday.
The way
and
you explained everything. It to Andy was perfect. He found the common ground with anybody.
Yep.
You know, where you and I, you know, Tom, would talk a lot about, like, we found we both really liked college stuff. College mm-hmm. basketball we would talk about, whereas Andy's not all that interested. He had that one thing with everybody
yep.
in that locker room.
Right.
He found the one thing that other guy likes that he would talk about.
And
like Andy said, he would go up to one guy and talk about politics. He'd go up to another guy and talk about, you know, like you said, the favorite porn guy. It didn't
yep.
matter. It was a vast array of stuff, and he just had that knack of being able to figure out what that guy was interested in and making sure he knew something about
it. And from what I read in some of the stuff the Standard Times wrote today, it wasn't just the Patriots and sports. He was actually like the heart of their newspaper, because if a news guy needed to talk to somebody, needed a source on some story in Dartmouth, New Bedford, they would call Dan, and chances were he either had the guy's cell phone number or knew his brother, or he was like their pipeline to
yeah.
endless information throughout that area for their entire paper in every section.
All right,
so,
well,
he's sorely missed.
Yes.
I feel for his wife and children, and that just flat out sucks.
Well, you got 5 days.
Yeah, but, you know, be back to work. If you
Maria Sharapova knocked out of Wimbledon.
Wow.
Well, by the way, we got two of the babes of women's, you know, single sports with Gulbis on golf. And,
I don't know,
Fred's lucky. He can't see Sharapova.
I don't like Sharapova. She doesn't appeal to me.
Because she doesn't have the bop.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't.
You like girls with a little junk in the trunk.
That's right.
Sure, that didn't offend anybody.
Josh says, Fred, if you have smoked for a long time, say 30 or more years, it is more dangerous to quit once you are older. It severely increases your risk of stroke when you quit much later in life. My grandmother quit smoking after like 50 years and had a stroke within a year or two. It's an interesting medical fact. Your theory, on the other hand, sounds like BS.
I think the 50 years of smoking gave her the stroke, and the stopping did not cause the stroke.
Right. No.
That's not medically sound.
Oh, I think you're going to get into it with Josh now.
I'm not going to get into it with anybody. It's just, it's unfortunate that happened to a family member, but it wasn't quitting smoking that did it, believe me.
Josh,
doctors wouldn't suggest that people stop smoking when they have issues if it was dangerous.
That's true. Josh in Arlington also says, you can tell someone what they can be offended by. The courts do it all the time when people file lawsuits.
We're not
based,
the courts.
Based upon what someone says or does that offends some other
He's
person.
He's on our
or group
side. He's saying you can. The courts tell people what they can be offended by all the time.
It's called the reasonable person standard. Anyone can get upset about anything and claim they are somehow harmed by it, but the offending party can't be held responsible unless it's reasonable for someone to be seriously offended and affected under the circumstances. You should not have to apologize for that comment on this show.
Yeah.
It's nothing new, and we all know it is in jest. And
screw
because
you.
Andy can't think of any real witty comeback. That's the main point.
Does that guy have you nailed.
Under the circumstances,
probably
past
drunk.
History of the show, it's unreasonable to write a complaint about Irish jokes and expect anyone to take it seriously.
The problem is the Crafts can't fire the courts. They can fire Hart, Casale, Perillo, and Eric.
Right.
But I can go to the courts and claim wrongful termination.
But, yeah, and that's a good point, Tom, because, you know, when Imus gets in trouble, it's not legally. It's because advertisers start saying they're not going to advertise and listeners start saying they're not going to listen. And then his
So what are we worried about then? We already don't have any
of
that
stuff. Well,
the
Crafts don't want a headache.
Right.
So.
Well, you don't have to worry about the court. You just have to worry about getting fired.
Right.
Right? So.
But my bigger question is, why is someone overly offended by an Irish joke that I made that may have been off color or whatever? and I can hear Shaquille O'Neal yelling, Kobe, how's my ass taste on TV
and radio?
Oh, I
heard you hear what happened, though?
No.
He was like a...
yeah, he lost his badge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He lost his badge.
No, I'm not, but I'm talking about outlets, media outlets playing that over and over at like 5:30 at night when I'm driving home, and shouldn't that be? I would think that would offend somebody.
Right. Evidently, they're not playing it as often as you think, because Eric just heard about it.
Well,
he
he's an idiot. It wasn't on the arts pages.
Fred, I got a question for
NPR
you.
NPR didn't have
I don't
it.
Like to keep up on my Shaquille O'Neal news. Sorry.
I was watching.
World
what's
news.
What's that movie again, Andy? I keep forgetting.
Shaquille O'Neal is not the world.
That I was watching?
Fugitive.
Life Aquatic.
I was watching The Fugitive.
He thinks so.
And a few weeks ago,
those people
they
do.
Said the word. They
one
said
person
the,
at a time.
They said the word scumbag on the movie. And then I watched it again last night at like 1:30 in the morning, and they replaced it. So what's wrong with scumbag now? Is that a something?
I don't know. I don't know.
What if maybe the guy that was offended at Andy's thing wrote in and was offended. When
I didn't
he
know if
the
that
movie.
Was like what's the one that we didn't know was a dirty putz.
Yeah, schmuck, one of those
schmuck. One of those.
I think it was both.
They're dirty words, and
yeah,
I had
from
no
those,
idea.
Those grumpy old men movies.
Merrimack, New Hampshire, Joel, I'm half Polish and half Irish, so I have the best of both worlds, drunk and stupid.
I was going to say.
I grew up here.
I hope you're not
by any chance, are
that.
You fat?
I grew up.
Because fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
I grew up hearing Polish jokes and being called Polak, and I just wrote it off as stupid people. But, yeah, you really can't tell someone when they can't be offended. So,
well, let me ask you guys a question. Where did the... I don't know this, and maybe it's from the Nazis. I have no idea. But where did the Polacks are stupid stereotype come from? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Because I always wondered
my wife
that.
Is Polish, but I have no idea.
Like, why is it the... Like I know a bunch of Irish people, and they drink. Every stereotype with Italians is right on the money.
Absolutely. Could not agree more with the stereotypes of Italians.
I was down south with one of my black friends. We went into Bojangles' chicken place, and I was the only white guy there.
Maybe,
he was
maybe,
laughing.
Maybe
so.
Because in World War II, when Hitler came, he said, I'm just going to stay for a couple days. And
oh, come on in.
That's what I'm wondering, if it stems from that
I don't
era.
Know. I don't know.
This show is out
one fell swoop. We get them all.
We're talking well, about Hitler. That, we're that, laughing when we're trying to do a tribute to a guy who just
what was the last
away?
Thing when we were talking about that Jermele Hill thing we were talking about? You know, isn't it like you're in sports, just avoid the word Hitler
right.
at all costs.
Right.
You know, there's really no good that can come from any Hitler reference.
That Polak that just emailed in, let us know what if you know where that came from.
Yeah.
Or strippers.
Is there any...
Where is he?
He'll be here. He usually comes in the last 15 minutes and dominates.
Whoa.
Oh, it's in Cali.
Girl.
Oh, no. Any Patriots news?
No.
Nothing.
Anything going on?
No.
No?
There really
nothing.
Isn't.
Nothing going on. You think there'll be any late signings, Freddie?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
There always is.
Name one.
Every year, I say this.
We're
still
getting
guys who.
Name
then,
one.
No, but I was. I don't know who it is. They don't know who it
who
is.
Who was
yet.
It last year?
I forget.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
There's always late signing.
I was wondering about Ty Law only because we're still getting a lot
and
of
we
Ty
got a
Law
new,
emails.
It's a new
it's
wave.
A new batch.
Yeah, a whole new.
That's why I brought it up. I thought maybe someone had heard something.
That's what I thought. I thought we missed something.
Well, he's still
I
available.
Think it's still a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they didn't want, you know, we had heard earlier that he wanted still, because he had made like $6 million the last couple of years. And maybe that's still in line with what he wants to make. He's
right.
not going to make that.
No.
Certainly not here, but I don't think he's going to make it anyway.
Hey, what's up, Bill? How you doing?
Maybe now you go in with half that?
Well, I think the Patriots are probably not closing the door on that. The key is he staying in shape? Because, you know, if the Patriots get to training
don't
camp
worry about Ty Law
and they realize condition. That, you know, maybe we don't have the depth we thought we had, maybe now they call him up and say, hey, you know, come on into training camp, late in training camp.
I was going to say.
I think he pulls a Ricky Waters.
But he's got to stay in shape.
What's a Ricky Waters?
I don't have any concern about his condition whatsoever.
I know Ricky Waters still wanted to play, but he never brought his asking price down. And then 2 years later, he wanted to come back. But at that point, he was old. And, you know, but I just don't. I got a feeling Ty's not going to bring his price down too much, and teams aren't going to pay him.
I think he plays this year.
Here?
No, somewhere.
Oh, I think he plays.
And I think there's a chance. Because of how quote-unquote football smart he is, that he comes in later in the year somewhere. I think you're going to start to see that whole stupid Roger Clemens thing take over more and more. These veteran guys that are special, that can get by.
We had wondered about
Sayo. And ego, by the way. Ty Law,
yeah,
you know, swooping
like
in to save
football,
the day.
Though. I don't
but
like
I think,
it. But I'm just saying.
I think it's harder in football, too.
Plus,
I think
you,
corner you could
you
do
get
it.
That, but I'm just talking about on the field. You get that camaraderie off the field, like when you start in March
I agree.
Or May or whatever. You know what I mean? With the team. You know, usually when Brady used to be here, everybody used to be together.
Back in the old days.
Yeah. It just, and I'm not saying it couldn't work. I just think if they go to that kind of thing in football, it's going to be a little bit harder than bringing in Clemens just to pitch.
No question. And I think it stunk in baseball. I think it stinks in every sport.
And I agree with you, Andy, that it would be cornerback would be a position that it would be a little bit easier. But there is that aspect of the system, too, not just in addition to the, you know, the camaraderie that Tom is
talking
about.
If it happens with any regularity, it'll fail far more often than it works.
Yeah.
But I think with the ego, that's one of those things where you're putting – I'm the savior. I'm above the team. You need me in October to win. I think that's – Ty Law likes that kind of stuff.
I kind of think that he's not going to be here. I just think that they would have worked – I mean, knowing that he's already been here, he knows Bill. Bill knows him. You think they would have worked on a contract that they would have both agreed with, knowing each other the way they do. I think the Patriots have moved on without him. Now, I'm sure that they would consider it if he called them and said, I've dropped my price $4 million.
Right.
But,
or if they had a rash of injuries in training camp or
something. But I just think if he does play, I think Andy's right. I think – at some point, he'll still be able to get more somewhere else, like if a jammer goes down.
Right. Somebody on a championship-caliber team that their top corner goes down, they go, well, Ty Law's out there. We got to take a shot.
But he's
what about Indianapolis?
You know, while I don't have the concerns that Fred has about conditioning, I do think he'll need a week or so of that of camp or the preseason to get himself. Like Samuel last year, he needed a little time to get ready. And I think that, to expect him to come in like the Roger Clemens thing that Andy was talking about, and I can totally see that with Ty Law. I agree with you, Andy. I think that's really far-fetched because I don't think he could just walk out on a football field and play. He's going to need a little time to get his reps in and get his stamina and all that kind of stuff. I could see it, Quentin Jammer, like you guys just said, someone goes down and you need a corner. You plug him in the last week of preseason, and then he's ready to go. But week three, week four,
Terrence Newman.
That's tough.
Cowboys would do it. Jerry Jones would do it.
Well, they got apparently they got the best secondary in football now. You didn't know that?
Not really, but
well, that's what everyone's saying.
But I could see Jerry signing off on that. Oh, Ty's available. Let's sign him in October because somebody got hurt. Oh, he'll be fine. Nah, don't worry about it. More importantly, in light of Fred's cigarette theory and dumb people saying dumb things, Michael Felger, I heard, go on a rant about how he thinks there's a chance that if Terry Glenn was out in Dallas, that it's a great signing for the Patriots.
You heard him say that?
Yeah.
You must have been in the same room because no one else can get the station.
But more importantly, I agree with the whole Bill doesn't sign off, totally disregard anything. I think he would totally disregard. That was downright personal. That got to arbitrators. And I think Terry Glenn is nuts, first of all. I think he's a psycho. It's been downplayed because he's not the biggest psycho on the Cowboys anymore. He doesn't rank in the top five.
He's not coming back to Dallas.
He's not coming. Bill Belichick will not bring him here.
And here's the other thing that you haven't even brought up.
Right.
Don't need a wide receiver.
No, but beyond that, I'm saying if it was the most perfect football move on the planet, I think that became personal. I think it became an issue.
I agree, but
of respect,
I agree.
Of everything.
I agree,
no
but
chance.
It still wouldn't have surprised me in 06.
With
the caliber of wide receivers they had in 06, it wouldn't have surprised me if Bill just said it's in the best interest of the football team.
When it's not
in the best interest of the football team to do it.
No,
right
I think Andy, when Pete Carroll was here, he had the problem with Terry Glenn. And I know for a fact that Terry Glenn hated Pete Carroll. He said it.
He's in a long list of guys behind him.
When Belichick came in, he was willing to wipe that slate clean.
And he got burned.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with Andy. I agree with everything he said. But I think if they were desperate, he might think different.
I think Bill would go 0-16 before he'd bring him back.
All of those personal issues that Andy just rightly pointed out, but they also have Randy Moss and Wes Welker. So you don't need a starting caliber receiver. Because he's not going to knock either one of those two guys off of their perch.
But
I like Terry Glenn a lot as a player, but he's not going to do that.
Forget about the personality as far as ability, and forget about
physically
health,
gifted.
Yeah, he's better than Dante Stallworth was.
He's
better than Jabbar Gaffney.
That's not even close.
Oh, better than Wes Welker in terms of physical skills.
But he's not a slot receiver.
I'm saying he's every bit as quick as Wes Welker and route running and all that.
Right? Oh, my God. I'd love to have a guy of that ability.
He should have been a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yeah,
he should have been a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
You're right.
But upstairs, not all there.
He made catches in Dallas. I mean, with those hands are
phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think he's the total package.
He's a great
except maybe the size.
He's a great receiver.
He doesn't have a Randy Moss size.
Didn't have that.
And he never had a quarterback. you know, so, oh.
Just didn't have that head.
He didn't play with
Romo? Didn't have that head. 90 catches, rookie record.
No, that's true. Let's see, Joel, you know, we ask our listeners and they come through. He says, in World War II, the Polish would try to attack German tank formations on horseback.
Shut up.
And no, Paul, I'm not fat.
Oh, that works. That's pretty stupid.
Wait, there's no chance that they really tried to.
Uh-oh.
What do we got? What's we have issues here? There?
Andy, is your mic plugged in?
I touched a wire or something. Okay. The whole show almost came down.
All right. So.
That's a joke, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that is.
It's,
maybe
like,
they
did. It's like the video of the guy, the Redskins guy kicking a 110-yard field goal. Did you see that?
Is that another one of those?
Is it one of Fred's?
I shouldn't have said that. I should have let Fred watch it first.
No, but the first thing that made me think of is South Park, the movie, where the African-American soldiers are taped to the planes in Operation Protect the Plane or something.
Oh.
I mean, that's
I don't know if it's true, Andy, but something in the back of my head makes me think I've heard of something from the – that's why I brought up the World War II. Maybe I just heard the story and it's not true, but there's got to be something. There's got to be a reason why there's those jokes.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Kenneth says he's an offended P-U-S-S-Y. But he says, if you guys fold to every PC idiot that gets offended, you're going to end up with just another sterilized radio clone. Please don't. Just make sure you've got good lawyers and put a disclaimer at the beginning of your show. If we continue to let the socialist, liberal, ultra-PC retards rule our country, we'll all end up in a very, very bad place. I hope there's no liberals that were offended there. About smoking, it kills you and doesn't even get you high, plus it's expensive. Why would anyone smoke? Seriously.
I agree.
About being fat, a couple of years ago, obesity passed smoking as the leading cause of premature death in the United States. Our country is in horrible shape, and it's not like it takes that much effort to keep your weight under control. 1 hour of exercise a day is easy, and eating right isn't too hard either. It's just that people don't want to take responsibility for their own well-being. And finally, about football, give me a very early guess as to the 6 playoff teams from the AFC this year. Since Tom is going to be gone in a month, this is pretty much my last chance to get any useful football knowledge from you guys. Wow.
Good email. The thing about the fat thing, though, what happens if you do exercise, you do eat right, and you gain 30 pounds, and it keeps coming
hypothetically
on?
Speaking?
Then you have a thyroid problem. I don't know.
It's got to be medical, right?
I don't know. I know.
Or you're just getting
maybe
older.
You're fooling yourself as to what you're really eating and what you're doing.
How you're
exercise.
Working out. Yeah.
You know?
How maybe. I'm working out.
By the way, Eric's still on the show if anyone was interested.
What are you talking about,
the first
about,
thing
Fred?
You said in like...
You know, don't exaggerate. Don't you're being
Mr.
Silly now.
Mr. I do
you really
sets
are.
Of
you're
15
making a fool
push-ups
yourself,
over
right?
here
yeah.
is a questioning my workout regimen.
You were speaking hypothetically, I thought.
Do you
Tom.
Work out?
You can yes. only do 15 push-ups.
What times do a week?
You do? How many push-ups can you do?
Can I do?
No.
20, 25?
Am I not speaking English here? Can you do 25 push-ups?
What the hell is that?
At one time?
Yes,
or
right,
like
at
over
one
the
time.
Course of a week?
No, yeah, over the course of a
What's
week.
What's your workout? Give us an example.
Since you're making fun of mine.
I'm not making fun of yours. Fred was the one that started questioning.
All right, let's go, Jack LaLanne. What's his name? Jim LaLanne? Jack LaLanne?
Jack LaLanne.
Let's go.
Whatever I'm doing, obviously it's working. Because I'm the only one on the show that's in shape.
That's true. No, he's got a point.
I do have a point.
I disagree.
Are you kidding me? What's the matter with the shape theory?
What can you do that I can't?
You and I are the only ones that are in shape.
I couldn't do it.
Unless it involves you running like 25 miles, I can do anything you can do, and I can do it way better, way faster.
And I'll put a lot of money on him on that.
What about Reed?
You put it together, Mr. Athlete. I can
you
read better than
that
him.
One.
Wouldn't take me 8 years to read Reagan.
That was a road trip book. No, that was
are
a road trip
up,
book last
Are we setting up the PFW decathlon? Because I want in.
Anything you want to do.
I thought we had that set
I
up last
I don't want
year.
In, but I...
You don't want in.
I do want in.
Oh, no, you don't.
As long as we're having any kind of athletic skills involved and not just like, you know, your little exercise regime.
Hop up and down 10 million times.
Yeah, I'm in.
With a great...
So this is like the world against Eric. It's like a game show.
Whatever.
First of all,
I need another Pepsi now.
First of all, you morons, get to a diamond and do your hitting thing that you have been talking about for 6 years that I want to see. Paul,
are you going to have that?
You haven't had your basketball game with Pereira. Don't blame us.
But this is a bigger thing. You guys have been talking about this for forever. So
you've been talking about it since February with Pereira.
And before I leave, I'll whoop him like I said I was gonna. But as far as the decathlon goes, I'll put any amount of money on Andy over you. Any.
I'll put any amount of Tom's money on me, too.
I'm sure he could do more in terms of the number of things, because he's bigger than I am.
I just thought you said you were in the best shape of anybody.
physical, looking in good shape.
You look like you have cancer. You look like crap.
No offense to the cancer survivors out there.
If you wore one of those beanie hand things on your head, I would think you'd have cancer. You know,
one of those
little things that cancer patients
those
wear
are
on
Jewish.
Their head.
Yeah,
not the
what are you
Jewish
talking about?
Things. You know, when someone has cancer and they wear the thing over their head.
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking
when
about.
When you lose your hair, they wear those things on their head. Matt, do you know what I'm talking
a hat?
About?
A hat?
Never mind.
No, he's talking about if you had like a do-rag or something on your head.
Yeah, a skull cap.
If you had one of those on, I would think you were a cancer patient.
Tom, to be honest with you, I really didn't think it was all that complicated, but evidently no one had any idea what you were talking about.
Look at you. You look sickly.
No, he's in good shape.
For what?
He is? He is in good shape.
For what?
Can you run a marathon?
Physically,
no.
He's in good
Hell
shape.
No.
Then you're not a lot of body fat.
Because with your build, unless you can run distances, you can't do anything else.
Now, I don't know about his cardiovascular.
No, but that's,
I don't know
that's
about
a
that.
Fallacy. People who are really skinny and no people. Muscle tone are just as in bad a shape as guys who are, have
no,
like fat
me.
On
but
them.
But he's
yeah.
not like that. He's not sickly
about?
Skinny.
I don't
take
have
your,
skinny
arms.
He's 100.
Take your shirt off. No.
Lift it up. I want to see.
No. I'm not taking my clothes off you. Once again, Eric moves ahead of somebody on the show for their ability to be gay. Take your shirt off right now.
I want to see this great physique that he has.
I'm not taking my clothes off for you, you freak.
Are you coming to the party?
Yeah, I'll be at the
party. You going to go in the pool?
I might.
He's going in. I don't
you
know.
Can't wear, you can't wear one of those. You can't wear one of those white T-shirts and say he's trying to not get a sunburn. You got to take the shirt off.
No Speedo either.
Yes, God no.
Did Listen, you invite Mini Gary,
gallery.
By the way?
What?
Did you invite Mini
Yeah, I invited
Gary
him.
To
I told him he has to wear a bathing cap, though. I don't want to have hair on the filter.
You're right. I remember that.
Yeah, because people are going to think
you
shave your back in the pool, Fred.
You're going to look like an oil slick in there. I'm going to have to cordon off.
I might not be able
pool.
To go in the pool this year if I got the kids by myself.
Why not?
Well, because whale hunting season is over.
My guess is you'll have to go in the pool and chase Will because he'll be diving in.
No, he's
the kid's nuts.
He's been kind of squirrely. He's been having bad dreams. I don't understand it. He has this dream that a guy throws him in a pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he
Tell
wearing
him
a
I'm
number
not
11?
To your house.
Why do you got to be like that?
I don't know. Cali girl's on the phone.
That guy
Cali.
Tried to throw him in a pool. He'd miss the pool.
Oh. That was good. See, now that's
Thank
good,
you.
Andy. That's a good one.
And Eric's gay.
See, now you ruined it. Cali girl's on the phone. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How's strippers?
Why don't we just ask him? Strippers, how you doing?
By the way, strippers says he owns Maria-Sharapova.com. He owns
he
that website.
He owns everything.com.
Does he own you?
No.
Does he own CaliGirl.com, and are there already photos on it?
Actually, it's ChelseaHigley.com, and no, that's... I own myself.
Okay.
Well, you just no, told everybody your last name, but besides that mistake, you realize...
Want to give
your
social security number, too?
You realize...
This is our website that she's trying to promote.
It's my website.
You realize this is going to end badly for you, right? You realize,
badly for me.
Yeah, you realize strippers is going to have his way with you. He's going to tape stuff. He's going to take pictures, and they're going to go back
no.
on the internet. You realize that, don't you?
No.
He's like that Rick Solomon guy.
Who?
The guy who's like
Paris Hilton
puts all
those
things
right.
He's banged all those hot girls.
One night in Paris.
No, it's not like that, guys. Not going to happen.
One night in Cali.
One night in Cali. Go. He's never been to California.
I didn't mean the state.
Oh my goodness.
She's quick on the uptake.
Another great moment in PFW in progress.
Yeah.
So what's up?
You guys are talking about Polish jokes earlier.
Are you Polish?
No, I'm Irish, actually.
Oh,
Hi,
so you're
Andy.
Drunk.
Okay. What about them?
Oh, no. I'm supposed to read an email because Fred never reads them. It's
what?
From strippers.
Whoa. Strippers is now sending you emails to call in to read because Fred doesn't read strippers' emails?
Yeah, he said he emailed it to you 10 minutes ago and you still haven't read it.
It's the latency of the internet.
That only affects Fred.
So read it. Go ahead, Callie.
I just have it right here.
No, I'd rather Callie read it. I like it. Go.
It's really long.
Go ahead.
It's about immigrants that entered the United States and black slaves and Chinese workers should learn English.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Can we stop? All right.
Yeah. Okay, you handle that, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Now, he does have a lengthy thing which maybe can be posted on
Which maybe Callie could talk to us about.
Maybe PFW in progress, maybe we can post it there as to the origin
we'll
of it.
Yeah, we'll put the explanation.
All right, thanks, Callie.
Sure. Have a great day, guys.
You too. All right. Strippers, we said hi.
Okay.
That's Cali girl. And she's a lot of people actually writing in about the origins of Polish.
And Fred doesn't read any of them, right. So they have to send them to Cali
but
Girl.
But they're long. They're all very long, and they've got it all from this probably one website.
But can you get the gist of
it?
Yeah.
Skim it and go.
Does any of it say horseback and armored tanks like the other guy?
Let's see. Americans first targeted Poles during their first wave of immigration circa 1970. Like all immigrants, they had trouble understanding the language, customs, and accoutrements of the urban technology. Nativists who found immigrants threatening found it easy to brand them stupid. Well, that doesn't really tell me much. And then he gets into stand-up comics who grew up with ethnic humor, made it... now, what happened? All of a sudden, this whole... My whole screen is going crazy right now. This is... My computer's blowing up here. Look what happened.
I see an inbox. What's wrong with that?
No, I know, but
looks like a normal email.
look how big the type is, though. Look at that.
That's easier for you to read.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Oh, God.
He's a little bit out of breath. He had a turn.
To turn the computer.
Anyway.
Okay, you read that. I got a question for Matt in the back. Elk meat in terms of healthy. Healthier?
Super lean. That's why they have to add the fat to the hamburger, because it comes out so lean. But the steaks and the backstrap and stuff are really, really good for you. Super high protein.
So we had a healthy lunch today.
Absolutely.
Yes, I had some salad, some backstrap.
I'm dying to try some of that caribou.
Caribou. You coming back with caribou at any point?
Adam Vinatieri, in that hunting feature that we did about him, when he went to Africa, caribou was involved. I remember that.
There were a lot of animals involved.
Absolutely.
That. The photos he brought, yeah, he killed, well, he just had a book of all his kills, I think.
Yeah.
There aren't any caribou in Africa.
No, he, in Africa, he killed some sort of cat. It was a lion or a leopard.
They were kind of two separate things there.
Yeah, but he had like a cat on his shoulders. It was pretty cool. Paul wouldn't let us run him in the paper because, PETA might get mad.
First of all,
Fred, one of you two wouldn't
Thank
let me
you.
Run the bloody photos in the
picture. Exactly.
Yeah, we
don't
had a
blame
hunting
me.
Story. It was a story about going to Africa hunting, and we couldn't run photos of dead animals.
So don't blame
no
me.
Figure.
Meanwhile, Fred's putting naked chicks in the,
right.
the cheerleading calendar.
Ixnay, we're not supposed to know about that yet, Fred. Nice job.
What?
The cheerleading calendar?
Which one?
Where you can see
Which
a girl's
one?
Woohoo?
You cannot.
Yes, you can.
You cannot.
You can see a half a woohoo.
Picture.
No, you can't.
I would go out.
And why is it not on the cover?
I've looked at the pictures.
Well, you're going blind, old man, because we all saw it.
No,
so you go out and buy the cheerleading.
I didn't see
Eric doesn't know
the cheerleader
looks like.
No, I was hoping.
Whoa, hey.
But, yeah, I mean, there's clearly a woohoo in a photo. And you.
No, there isn't.
Or you can keep saying it, but it doesn't make it.
You're willing to rest your job on that?
Yes. Brian writes in, he said, the fool that emailed in that said an hour of exercise every day is clearly not a parent with a full-time job and a house that is falling apart so he can kiss my ever-widening ass. I hope I didn't offend anyone except that douchebag.
I agree with the guy who says you can find time to exercise.
And you also don't need an hour. 20 minutes.
Yep.
20 minutes a day and you can find 20 minutes. Get up 20 minutes early.
Walk around the block. Do something.
Joel says, Eric, Tiddlywinks is not a decathlon sport. Give it up.
That was weak. Move on.
Let's see.
Weak accurate. Like your athletic career.
Ken says, if you're working out and still gaining weight, there are a couple possibilities. One, thyroid problem. Two, you're diabetic and need to take extra special care of your diet and keep in regular contact with your doctor. Three, your diet isn't as good as you think. Diets are all about calorie intake, and if you eat 5,000 calories of chicken salad, it's going to make you gain as much weight as eating 5,000 calories of Big Macs. As for Eric being in shape, I get the feeling that he's one of those ultra-skinny, artistic guys who believes the ability to run a marathon means you're in better shape than someone who can actually pick up a bag of concrete.
But I might even give him that. He just admitted he can't run a marathon.
Yeah.
He's skinny and can't run. So
not
I have no
marathon,
idea what he's going to do.
Not 26 miles.
So what can you run, a mile? Paul can run a mile.
No. More than
yeah, that. You're right. Paul can't run a mile.
Well, something's
I'll play
wrong
basketball
because...
with any of you guys. We'll see if I'm the last one off the court. I don't think I will be.
I'll play basketball with you. I won't win.
No, you'll be the first one off the court.
No, I said I won't be the.
Oh, won't be.
I said I won't be the first one off the court. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm eating fine. I'm work. I mean, I know my own body. I've been working.
Plus,
out
you've
for
been diabetic
years.
Your whole
yeah,
life. You just got fat recently.
So it's something. It's those pills they give me to make me happy.
You sure you're not taking sleeping pills?
No.
One of those sleeping pills where you eat those Ambiens.
No.
You take pills to make you happy.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't working either.
That one guy who emailed in and said that I to PFW said that I've mellowed out over the years. That wasn't me mellowing out. That was people giving me pills to.
Well, Tom, you
mellow
might be
out.
Honest. I didn't know you were taking that kind of medication. That could probably do it too.
Yeah, but Allison won't let me off it now.
I agree with her.
Eric, what Bill says, great show possibility. Toyota Tundra Truck sponsors this week's Eric Does Sit-Ups versus Andy.
I don't like sit-ups.
Yeah, he's already backtracking.
Yep.
There's no talent involved there. There's no anything
well,
involved.
Well, that's the
talent.
Thing. I'm talking about, like,
you think sit-ups
skills.
Take talent?
No. But you know, I'm just you asked what a workout was. That you do that
so
in
you
a workout.
Do sit-ups?
Whatever sport crunches, you want to, you know, actually. Golf, tennis, basketball, baseball, whatever sport I'll be involved in. If it's sit-ups, push-ups, you know, run from here to there, then you'll beat me.
I would do
stuff.
Pretty much anything but sit-ups. Yeah, need something
Andy,
else.
That explains Andy worries me because he's that word that Fred spelled out. He wouldn't race Brian Morey. He lost to Mora in a pizza eating contest, which is just flat out choking because I've seen him.
Wait, you raced Brian Morey?
That was an absolute embarrassment.
I choked. I'm not going to lie.
The
I
pizza
choked.
Contest was an embarrassment.
I was
Tom.
The Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I humiliated. I was humiliated.
Because I choose not to run.
I've seen this guy eat two appetizers, a huge full meal, and then get a huge sundae for dessert.
And here's the kicker, Tom. He claimed that there was something wrong with the pizza that day,
good.
Like he didn't like it, it wasn't good. How many times have we seen him scoff down a meal
that he doesn't
after
like.
The first bite?
Right.
Well, let's move on from eating. This
tastes
about
funny.
The
this
type
tastes
of
funny.
Shape that Eric is in.
No, you're trying to get the subject off of you.
No, I'm still trying to figure out what your workout is. You work out 5 days a week, and you apparently do sit-ups for 6 hours.
Just do a variety of things. Crunches, pull-ups.
And according to Fred, he's bordering on a male model.
How many pull-ups can you do? Because if you don't do sets of like 25, that's embarrassing.
Sets of 25.
Pull-ups? You weigh 110 pounds.
Andy's right.
I don't know anybody that can do 25 pull-ups.
Well, first of all, I used to be able to do 20.
I was going
to
say, if you work
out.
Have you
notice everything with Andy is about used to?
Well, there's no doubt I was in better shape in college than I am now.
See, the thing about you, when I was your age, I was in better shape than you. You think
no,
you're
you
in good
weren't.
Shape. You're in terrible shape for your age.
First of all, how do you know what he was like when he was your age?
Because I'm pretty sure he's looked like that forever. That picture with Governor Rowland in Connecticut, he was in terrible shape then.
Yeah, we're talking 20 years ago.
When was that picture with Governor Rowland taken?
9 years ago.
Oh. Wow,
well, Fred, he also was on steroids, too, so
right.
You have to add that in.
That's true.
Not accurate.
Oh, by the way, Matt's father works at the company that Andrew McFadden now works at.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Speaking of steroids.
I thought he went to work for the city of Boston.
But that's what Fred did.
What's that?
Made the connection between steroids and
I
Andrew
was wondering
McFadden.
Where he
Matt,
was
is your dad
that.
Still in Andover?
Yeah.
Andover's nice. What'd you leave Andover for?
Your dad
nice
have
town.
Digestive problems? He's been in there a long time.
You're not worried about him.
Iggy from Madrid writes in. He says, sorry to hear that the sheriff, Casale, is leaving the PFW crew. I'm sorry because this means more opportunities for Eric to talk.
That seems to be the everyone's worst nightmare. Yeah. It's not necessarily I'm leaving, but that Eric is going to have more chances.
Don't worry. We're going to replace Tom, and that person will talk more than Eric.
Right now, he is scared to talk because of Andy and Tom, and he hardly opens his mouth during the show. But if Tom leaves, there is only Andy left to make fun of him. Anyway, Tom, best wishes for you and your wife in the new life in Vegas. And please, please, Fred, send Eric to Rook's show.
Now, I can pick up the slack for Tom if you guys are really looking for someone else to make fun of Eric.
People enjoy Eric being made fun of.
And I'm sure whoever takes over,
I don't know why you
got to
get mad at me
that real.
I say it takes
me
that
like
person
really
2 days.
Every time I say something, you have
it
this,
hurts more coming
this,
from you.
This
Paul.
Hurt.
Fred,
look
do you have any candidates lined up?
I don't have anyone lined up.
What's
yet?
The process going
we
to
have
be
the
like?
Perfect candidate. Fred's not happy.
To go through HR now.
Oh come on! But you make the final decision. You just
of
have
course.
To post it for 5 days or something.
Yeah. Well, first internally, people.
But do you have
any? We don't have any internal
But we don't have.
Maybe they mixed up the posting
and
the bereavement period.
We don't have any.
Hoping to find someone who can write this time.
Hi ho! We don't have any obligations to hire someone inside if there are people interested, right?
No. Okay. It's totally up to me.
I vote for the candidate.
Can I have a say?
Is on the table.
You can have a say.
Thank you.
Who farted?
We have a full vote, and he. Can we just hire that guy?
Who?
The guy.
You know,
the unanimous
the guy.
Vote. That
we're not going to use any names, but you know who we're talking about.
I'm not going to, you know, let
it's a home run.
This department be run by the inmates.
Well, Fred, first of all, well,
who do you think runs
me.
It now?
Reed writes, and Tom, you're my favorite personality on the show, and I wish you luck in Vegas. On Tuesday's episode, you guys hinted to who will be replacing Tom, and I have to say we better not get a stiff. If we get another Eric, I will flip. Sorry, Eric, but I can't stand you saying it's personal or I don't want to talk about it. Either grow some
that
brass and join in the friendly ribbing and make fun of Andy or go to Rook's show.
I've been on the show for over a year.
Maybe
I think
Tom's
I can take
departure,
the
Eric will finally show that he can contribute.
He won't.
I've been doing that.
Eric will never be any good, and I'll tell you why. Sorry.
I love everybody says that. Sorry.
He's obviously sorry. Broken up with that girl because no one's heard a peep about her in weeks.
True.
And you won't tell us. You won't let us know anything. And until you come to that fact and let it out here and let the healing process begin with the fans.
Tom obviously forgot about the conversation we had in your office yesterday, Paul.
No, we remember that conversation. We just don't believe it.
All right.
Oh, what's going on?
You know what, Eric?
It was a conversation in the office, Fred. For
I actually did forget about it.
You had it with these guys, though. What happened?
I did forget about it.
Delaware still heating up?
She has a friend who's a very huge Patriots fan.
That's right.
So you're going to do menage a trois?
Oh, Fred.
Why can't you be serious
okay.
once in a while?
She's got a huge friend that's a Patriots
so
fan.
A friend who's a huge Patriots
she goes
fan.
Like,
not
okay,
a huge
bills.
Friend.
Okay, all right.
She's not like you guys.
Okay.
And so I started
thinking
that maybe she might
cancerous.
Possibly listen to the show.
Yeah.
And that maybe, you know, overheard my overzealousness the first day I came back from vacation.
The M word.
Maybe, shush. And maybe,
like
you know, relay that information back to her.
Right.
So menage a trois. That's why I've been a little ultra sensitive about revealing anymore. Because when I talk about the subject, I tend to say more than I should.
I understand. So
so I've been trying to rein myself in. That's
imagine
why.
A man of his intelligence can't properly rein himself in when he's talking.
When so I talk about that subject.
You could have just said that 2 weeks ago.
I didn't want to bring it up, Tom.
We did.
I don't care what you want.
We kept bringing it up.
I don't care what you want.
It's not what we want. It's what we're doing. We keep bringing it up.
Yeah, well, you guys don't really seem to care. You only care about it because it's a source of material for the show. You don't care about it the way I care about it.
Right.
Well, we agree.
We?
I mean,
let's go to Vegas, would you please?
I am.
We're not going to get married. We're not.
All right. Todd says, I've got a question for you.
Who's you?
Why does Paul hate the fans? Did he have a did he have a bad incident with a stalker? Was he not held enough as a child? As a big Perillo fan, I find it hard to listen to his downhill slide into paranoia these last 8 years. He started out with
last
such
eight
promise.
Years.
8 years of slide.
Now he just yells at random women and spews venom at the very fan base that provide him his living. I try to support him in his career, watching him when he's on TV and listening to him when he's on the EEI. I mean, he's got it all. A great job, a lovely wife, two great kids, a new car, and a beautiful home. But to be fair, I
true.
Think his wife runs his life. One
ooh,
of his kids
well,
is a budding
true.
Eric or Olympic gymnast.
Oh.
And most of the options in his car are beyond his feeble brain's ability to figure out.
Now, that's definitely true.
His house probably has dry rot. He is morbidly obese and is bald as an eagle. Oh, never mind. I may have answered my question. Just kidding, Paul, you fat bastard. That's from Todd.
I resign.
Steve on the Isle of Man is on the phone. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Unfortunately, I can't listen live since there's some rubbish going on.
Oh, you can't listen live? No?
No. So what are you talking about? What's going on?
Oh, come on. You're going to actually ask us to recap?
It's an hour and a half into the show. We talked about the Patriots for about 35 seconds. We can run down that. We think Ty Law could still be a possibility. That was about all we talked about with the Patriots today.
No, but Matt from Oregon brought in elk meat for us to eat.
Burgers, tips.
And apparently it didn't sit well with his father.
Do they have elk on the Isle of Man?
Oh, no, no.
Matt's dad just went to the bathroom about 20 minutes ago, and now Matt just had to go.
I'm feeling a little.
Oh, I think that they're just out there waiting.
Oh, okay.
They bored.
I was wondering, have you seen Brewski, Teddy Brewski, about anywhere?
He's been around. He's done a lot of
charity
stuff.
He's been here, yeah.
Yeah, he's been around.
Just did an appearance at the beginning of the week at a golf tournament here in Norton, which is very close to Foxborough.
Yeah. Is he looking any slower?
Slower?
Yeah.
Is he looking any slower? I wouldn't expect to have him be a huge part of the defense, maybe even a smaller part than he was last year.
And I wouldn't expect him to look any faster.
You know, I think he's going to be an early down guy. That's probably about it. Almost like a Ted Johnson.
Which is what he's morphed into.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, when he and Junior Seau were rotating at different times, Seau was the third down playmaker. Brewski was the first couple downs run stuff.
And now you have a young rookie in Mayo who might be able to do some of that third down stuff eventually, if not right away. we saw a guy like Tank Williams, who they've used in all kinds of places in mini camps. Maybe they want him to be one of those sub-package linebacker types. I don't think there's going to be a need to have Teddy Bruschi out there more than, you know, say 50% of the defensive snaps.
Right.
A question for the, is Eric there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, have you ever heard this, the saying, I've never kissed a gay man, but I've kissed a man that has?
No, haven't heard that one.
All right.
Seems appropriate for Eric.
All right.
See you, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Steve from the Isle of Man, that's a long... Why do I have this urge to just yell out, freedom!
They can take... Oh, we should have asked him to say it. They can take our land, but they'll never take our freedom.
No, that's Steve from the Isle of Man. And,
that was an excellent call.
Apparently, the internet's out in the Isle of Man, because he couldn't listen to
podcast.
My guess is the internet's out here, just like it is every day.
I was going to say, let's not blame it on the Isle of Man just yet.
Can they fire someone? Seriously.
The Isle of Man?
No, here. If you hire somebody to take care of the internet and they're not doing their job,
A lot of factors that are beyond your control.
And I think they're blaming it on a lot of things that that aren't necessarily factors either.
Fred, if we said we put out a blank paper, but there's a lot of factors that's beyond our control, they would laugh and fire us.
Well,
right? Am I wrong?
I don't think anybody gets fired here.
You can make the argument that would be an upgrade.
Oh. Hey. Let's see. Well, that's a great for Stephen to call from the Isle of Man. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first phone call we've ever had from an island. Oh, not Hawaii. I guess we've had calls from Hawaii. Let's see. Alejandro from Bogota. Sad to know Tom's leaving.
Japan.
But my best wishes for him, Allison, his dog, and his 40 hours trip across the country. Here's a breakdown of winners and losers.
Are you going directly to Vegas, or are you going to make it a scenic trip?
You really do have ADD.
I've always wanted to drive across the country.
I'm sleeping 1 hour.
I'd like you to do that, too.
I'm getting there as soon as possible. I have no desire to see anything.
You don't want to see, like, the world's biggest frying pan?
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's what I want to
do. I mean, not that particular one, but I drove across the country and stopped at a lot of things like that.
I have a Kia attached to a big trailer with a dog in the back.
You're not going
to
make it through the Rockies.
With a Kia?
That Kia's not going to make it through the Rockies towing something.
They said it would.
I'm saying it won't.
Who's they?
The people
who sold it to them.
No chance. No freaking chance. You're towing a trailer through the Rockies with a Kia.
Yeah, you have a small trailer.
Doesn't matter. The car's got like 12 horsepower.
Yeah, but it's
and
got
your fat ass in it.
It's got a button you can press to make it go faster.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
What do you think? When you drive through the Rockies, you just kind of like go like this?
No chance it makes it. You break down and call when you break down before you call.
But there are other ways through Colorado that you don't necessarily have to go up the Rockies, you know, at a 90-degree angle.
I'm not a mountain goat.
Here are the breakdown of winners and losers from Tom's departure. The winners, Chris Ferreira. The guy was due for a monumental kick in the balls in a one-on-one basketball contest. Two, girls between 14 and 19 in Eastern Mass. Two, the betting audience. How are they going to lose money without Tom's picks?
Oh, they'll lose plenty. Don't worry. Go to pregame.com.
Remember, more people will be losing money.
Remember 2005 Super Bowl 40, New England, Tampa Bay, book it. Losers. These are the losers. Andy Hart. Nobody will consider him funny.
Yep.
Two PFW listeners, let's face it, we are left with the poor man's Casale, a.k.a. Andy Hart. And the Crafts and Fred Kirsch, hey, they don't come any cheaper than Tom.
That's true.
That's true. The biggest loser is Andy, let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm concerned.
I'm his one-man audience here.
Right.
If he gets somebody in here that doesn't think he's funny, he's hurting.
If that cube does not have laughter coming from it when I say something, I'm in trouble. Crickets, crickets.
Here's a little overrated, underrated game. Joe Namath, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I think he's right where he should be.
I don't really right know. Where he
I like rating people I've never seen play.
Lynn Swann.
Overrated.
The Herschel Walker trade. Depends on which side you're looking at, right?
If you mean for the Cowboys, it's not overrated.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's accurately rated.
George Seifert.
Overrated.
Overrated. One for Paul Drew Bledsoe.
I think he's accurately rated.
But is Seifert even like?
I was going to say he's rated the way he should be too. I don't think he's considered a great coach. I think
never
he's considered
name.
He's considered that guy that inherited a great team, didn't screw it up, then had to do it on his own and failed miserably.
On the phone right now is Anthony in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Anthony?
Anthony,
I got one for you. Mike Ditka, overrated.
Overrated.
I think he's overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Wait, the head coach?
The head coach.
Overrated.
Overrated.
I think he's overrated.
They
but overall, underrated.
As a player, underrated.
He's a Hall of Fame player. He had a great Super Bowl run, whether he was key or not, and he's a very funny analyst. The guy's great.
You ever hear Mike Greenberg says that if the NFL ever did it, you know how the NBA has their logo, has the silhouette of Jerry West? Mm. he says that Mike Ditka would be in a small there. Handful of candidates
to be that silhouette
as a player,
as everything.
I think so.
A guy who's been heavily involved in the National Football League for 50 years as a great player, a Super Bowl winning coach, and now an analyst. And
if Ray Berry hadn't fallen off the map there, he was in that category. Is that the only?
What about Johnny Unitas, I think, would be in that category.
Well, I mean, there are other guys. I mean, it's not exactly like he gave it a ton of thought when he did it, you know.
I hadn't really thought, though. That Super Bowl, the head coaches were two of the greatest players to ever play their positions as head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Mm. What happened to Ray Berry?
He was a little long in the tooth.
Fred was about to read it.
Anthony's still here.
Anthony, what's up?
Well, you guys were talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
I think Dick is overrated as a coach, no question.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling up, Tom. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, listen, you're not going to regret it. You're going to be getting away from that miserable cold, and it's going to be beautiful out there. And it's actually it's a heat better than Florida because it's a dry heat.
That's what they keep telling me. I got a feeling I'm not going to find it so dry when I get out
there.
When
he's sweating his ass off.
Well, let me tell you something, too, Tom, is that you're actually moving at the right time because, you know, your body's a little used to the summer up there in New England, you know, and at least you're not moving from the winter to a summer heat.
Yeah,
you know?
I just think you're all nuts. I am in the guy that I'm working with, and I said, how hot is it out there yesterday? He goes, about average, 105. Average, 105. I don't care if it's dry, wet. That's hot.
It's dry, but it's 15 degrees warmer than it is, you know, in the humid heat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but when you're in the shade, you know, you don't even feel it. Well,
I'm going to be inside.
In the desert.
I'm going to be inside all the time.
In Tom's defense,
that's where he spends the majority of his time anyway.
I went out there, and this is, again, years ago.
Everything all right there?
I played my cousin in tennis out there, and the first day I was fine. You know, we played three sets. Second day, it hit me. You know, that heat.
You had to go get the ball that was far away to take a break.
I saw you play Andy in one set, and I didn't think you were going to be fine that day.
That was this year. I'm talking about 20 years ago. It's hot.
Yeah. Not a 20 years ago talk from Fred.
By the way, this is another characteristic of a midlife crisis. 20 years ago, I was great. I was in shape. I was this.
I'm worried about him.
I'll show you pictures.
You know what's an example of a midlife crisis? That shirt he's wearing.
What's wrong with the shirt?
Button it up, for God's sake.
There's nothing wrong at all with the shirt, Fred.
I like the shirt.
It could use another button.
Nipples are offensive.
Yes.
Well, hey, Tom, just keep this in mind, too, because I kind of went through the same thing when I moved down here. It was just to give you advice, was that, you know, my first year was, you know, because your blood is so thick, it was almost unbearable, the heat down here. You know, but your first year is the tough one, and then after that, your blood thins out, and then you'll get used to it. So it's not that big of a deal.
All right. Well, I won't be moving around much, so thanks.
Well,
your dog will probably be moving around more than
you. As long as the central air works, I'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Well, I hope that works out. I hope you can call up once a week, give us your picks and whatnot. You know.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I was just kind of calling in and just bidding for that.
Why do I have this feeling that Tom Lee's, we're never going to hear from him again?
That's happened in many a place, I can tell you that.
Oh, Tom.
But I actually don't owe any money. I don't have any debts here, like real ones. I owe, like, everybody here lunch, but I'll buy one before I leave.
All right, Anthony and Naples.
Take it easy.
See you, Anthony.
Maybe I'll fly back once a year to do the draft. I don't want you guys dependent on Andy.
Chris, I don't want us depending on me either.
Chris Simonelli writes in, an hour into the show, Fred says, any Patriots news? Classic.
But the answer's no.
I was going to say, but the answer's no.
Let's be honest. Bill Belichick and Mike Reese are on vacation. That means it's slow time.
Matt, are they on vacation together?
I assumed.
Well, you know, usually he does do that.
They're
on Nantucket together.
With a bucket.
Matt from Quincy's finally catching on to a joke we've known for a while. The Isle of Man would be a perfect place for Eric. Yes,
check the podcast from the first day the guy emailed in.
Maybe he should date Cali Girl. That way they can get the jokes at the same time.
That did take a little while, huh?
Joe writes in, and he says, farewell, Casale. So Tom is really leaving. Does this mean there will be no more annoying football talk to interrupt the gay jokes, talk of bowel problems, gutter cleaning robot stories, soap with a slot discussions, circular arguments, and discussions about how you won't discuss Eric's girlfriend? My initial thought was, oh, well, he'll be back, a la Andy's stint as a teacher.
Shut up.
However, while Andy's working as a teacher would be an absolute disaster, I actually think Tom is ideally suited for his new job.
I agree with Andy being a disaster as a teacher.
God,
I love
poor kids.
Pay the money to go back in time and see that day. Half a day.
As a farewell to Tom, I present my top 10 Casale moments.
Jesus, I'm going to be here for another month.
Might as well get it over with now. Yeah.
Number 10. So, Seuss, what are you, Iraqi? Followed shortly after that by what? I really don't see what's wrong with the question.
I still don't, but.
Number 9. Don't say I don't care about anything because that's bullshit. Oh, I know.
You really
what
are.
What's wrong with you? I had to put it in for the effect.
He's trying to get fired.
Number 8, I'll bend you over a table, followed by a lengthy discussion about why that isn't gay. Number 7, entering his wedding to Simply the Best when it was supposed to be a song for both him and his wife. 6, I recall a discussion about internet dating that ended with Tom, a lady friend, in an unsuspecting picnic table.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Number 5, don't say that again or I'll stick this inside you.
Notice they all have a gay tone to them.
Number 4, his exploits as a personal trainer with all those lonely older women. Number 3, there was a rant before he got married, something about I'm not smart, I'm not good looking, I'm not very good at sex.
We played that at my wedding.
The only things I have going for me are that I'm strong and I know a little about football. 2, look at that douchebag. I'm betting half of your audience has said this at least once. And 1, I know a guy that knew a guy that dated Melissa Stark. Apparently, she really likes it in the can.
Pepsi.
Well, I appreciate the list, but I thought of something as you were going down those. Allison is done working, and she's home listening to the show today. I'm pretty sure she doesn't know about the picnic table thing.
She does now.
That might be the only thing that I've never told her. So, well,
Andy, Eric, and I, we certainly will have quite a legacy to live. No one will be able to talk about football anymore as that top 10 list of Casale moments.
Yeah.
A lot of those
were
really football. A lot of those were football related, so I don't know what we're going to do without them.
The Cowboy discussion is going to be
that. Now, that I agree. I don't know how we're going to keep that up.
My guess is we'll still be talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah, this year they'll be in the news enough.
They're going to be a lightning rod team. Yeah.
Fred, are you looking to hire Michael Irvin?
Maybe.
Keep the Cowboys talk up,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
Andy would love it. That's his idol.
I like him.
I was going to bring in Moose.
I bet you Irvin would laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he'd understand them.
I wouldn't laugh
at his
drugs,
though,
because he's not funny.
Oh, yeah, no.
Let's see.
Well,
yeah.
One quick semi-football related thing that we brought up in the office, and I'm shocked we didn't get any emails about. The guy who's sort of our counterpart at
Vic
Jaguars.
Ketchman.
Vic Ketchman at Jaguars.com. Apparently in one of his recent mailbags, while answering a question as to whether it was a choice to use the coach-to-player headset on defense or whether you had to use it, took a number of shots at the Patriots in a lighthearted answer. I have no problem with it. I find it very funny. But I'm shocked people like you, Fred, aren't up in arms that this guy's taking shots at the organization on an official.
No, I thought it was actually pretty funny.
I did, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy who didn't like the Irish joke is probably, that stiff is probably offended.
Right. No, I could tell he was trying to.
He just goes, right.
I could tell, you know, he was trying to be funny.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are trying, like when Tony Dungy was trying to be funny, saying the cheat codes in the video game, we'll leave that to the Patriots. Even you were all up in arms because that's not
funny. When you're another coach, you don't pile on like that.
Well, this isn't another official team website.
He's not another coach. He's not in the same fraternity.
You're like Paul. You have this specific rule.
Well, there are.
Cross or don't cross.
There are certain things you
don't
cross.
So an assistant coach could have said, we'll leave that.
No, assistant coaches are seen and not heard.
Coaching assistant.
You don't talk.
Scouting department.
No. You don't talk. You
Vice may, President
you,
of New
Media. Your
next
job could be with that team. You don't do it.
By the way, maybe we ought to cut this show down to an hour because I noticed Matt was quick out of the gates, but he's not much for stamina. He's bored as hell back there.
I had a story.
Okay,
oh,
Matt,
a story.
Matt's back. Go back to the mic and fill the next 15 minutes, hopefully.
Paul took off, so I'm going to jump
in. Where did Paul go? The bathroom?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
Apparently,
he's hanging out with my dad.
Oh. The two old guys.
He wanted to ask me about the beard, I think. So I have a, speaking of, you know, Patriots hate and all that stuff, I have a story. Living in Oregon, I can't watch most of the games on TV, so I go to sports bars and stuff.
Right.
And when you go there, there's every fan of every team. So I hear all kinds of things. But a funny one is shortly after Spygate, a big close-up shot of Bill Belichick's face comes up on the screen. And I hear this guy, oh, I would like to punch that guy square in the face. I was like, wow, that was a little, you know, overboard. And I look back, and it's a guy wearing a Terrell Owens jersey.
Wow.
I found that to be a little ironic.
hey, it's a Cowboys fan.
Are you kidding me?
What are you going to do? We defend our territory. I don't know what to tell you. You go to a sports bar, you better be ready to take on the Cowboy Nation.
I actually saw a Cowboys fan doing that. He was taking a pee in a parking lot. I guess he was spraying and leaving a scent there. Is that what they do?
They're a bunch of rednecks, so.
Is that what they do?
Let's see. Casale is Pookie, says Matt. Have you ever seen the movie New Jack City?
Nope.
To me, Casale taking a job at a gambling site is akin to Chris Rock's character Pookie suddenly getting hired by the Boston Police Department, being put in charge of the evidence locker. Casale, any reservations about being so close to the product and not being tempted to sample occasionally, you know, to feed the old addiction?
I have no desire to ever place a bet again. I really don't. It's not – I don't – I mean, plus I'll be giving out picks. Those will be bets.
I was going to say he's going to get the same rush without putting the money involved.
Yeah,
he's going to look stupid if he's wrong.
You're betting your reputation.
Yeah, and like I said,
and you're getting a guaranteed paycheck.
Vegas,
so.
you can't just go up and say, "Give me $1,000." That's how I used to bet.
"Give me $1,000."
Right. I used to call a bookie and bet money I didn't have, assuming I was going to win.
That's why
they don't let you
dangerous.
Do that.
Yeah.
They don't let you do that in Vegas. They don't take your word.
Right.
Tom reminds me so much of my college roommate, my buddy Frank. Huge gambling guy. He racked up an $800 debt, which as a college student is a huge debt in gambling debts, borrowed $800 from his grandmother to pay off the debt, bet it on a single parlay, and lost.
Oh, yeah.
That story would have been better if
you
won.
School, when I was working at another magazine, I was doing a little research, and BU, there's some and BC, there's some people at the time, this is back in the early to mid-'80s, were in serious debt to the point where one kid gave his car away to the bookie. I mean, there were some kids at BU that were in serious,
yeah, and
serious
that's,
trouble.
Huge. That's the whole thing. I'm going out there to make money so I can buy nice things and do stuff I've never been able to do before. I know doing that, that's not the way to do it. If I do that, you're going to be right back where you started with no money. I know that. You're not going to win consistently beating the books and gambling. It's just not going to happen. By the way, buy my picks.
What's the website?
Andy from Narragansett. Tom, you were the guy that got me hooked on this show. Now, why? I guess there's always Andy or Eric. At least I will still get to enjoy the Fred and Paul arguments. Good luck with Vegas. From one Italian to another, buono fortuna.
I don't know what that means,
good
but
luck.
It means good. I'm that.
Eric,
it means
Eric,
good luck,
let you
Tom.
Know.
Of course Eric knows.
Is there any language they could have said good luck in that you wouldn't know?
I don't know. Let's find out.
John says from L.A., sorry about the phone going in and out. I was hearing an echo the whole time. Earlier, Tom told your in-studio guest that he could picture you with your belly with a gun, on your belly with a gun. I think Eric feels the same way, except Eric's the one with the gun.
Notice John didn't have the guts to say that when he was on the phone, too.
Well, his phone was
yeah,
he's
afraid. Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Sure. Doesn't want to fight. I will say, as a personal trainer, he doesn't look like he's in bad shape at all.
No,
I
mean, not very much,
he's,
Matt.
He's, but he's very low very body much. Fat. You know, I'm sitting behind you guys. Mm-hmm. I can see lats under his shirt.
He's thank tiny. You. He's,
well, he does those six pull-ups every
now. Now I think Matt likes him.
We found it.
Another PFW love connection.
We did it. First strippers and Cali girl, now Matt and Eric.
Tom.
I noticed lats.
Tom, you're officially in hot water. Hello, Tom. This is your mother-in-law. What is this about a picnic table? Allison has no idea. She was in the other room, not listening, of course. Love, June.
I forgot she was visiting today.
That's really your mother-in-law?
Yeah. She's.
Yeah, she really heard you talking about
it. I have to be honest. I wasn't looking forward to seeing her anyway. Now I really don't want to go home.
Mensa from the Bronx, please should someone tell the guy who's moving to Staten Island from the West Coast to take time and think of what he's doing coming to any place but New York City. Everything in the city is going up and up. I will stay where I am. Most of us down here are praying and waiting for an opportunity to move out of here. What actually motivated the guy to move to Staten Island? And I think with Tom leaving, there will be fewer gay and sexual jokes, thus allowing kids to listen to this great show of sports and valuable discussion. I'm glad we are not going to hear about somebody dating ways and wanting to know the nakedness of some women.
Wait a minute,
Tom. You've been dragging us down with gay
maybe
jokes.
Maybe I am one of the
I'm
few.
Sick of I was going to say Andy's not leaving. It's Tom.
Maybe I am one of the few people who was happy of Tom's departure. Tom, have a safe journey and good luck to you and your family.
Thank you.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Not one of the few people in this room either.
Well, no, I don't expect everyone that's ever listened to me has liked me.
Take
I'm
your gay
sure,
jokes.
I'm sure the only part I understand the fact that you don't like me. The part I didn't get was the gay jokes. I don't really make too many of those. I just laugh at Andy's.
Most of them are inadvertent.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of comments that could be taken that way.
That's
and
true.
And that top 10 list, one of the best ones ever was "I'll take the meat," which wasn't on there.
He does have
and
a lot of
the
those.
Next show. How's Gary played that about a dozen
Eric's
times.
How's Eric's ass look from behind?
How's my ass taste?
Owen writes in. He says,
I take a pounding.
Eric from Cork Island. He says, I was on a plane to the south of France and was listening to PFW while on the plane. A French guy sitting next to me asked me what I was listening to, as it was quite loud. I say, PFW report. He said that I love the NFL, I support the Pats, etc. He went on to tell me that he listens to PFW as well, and that's why he recognized what I was listening to. He said the annoying voice of Eric had become a second nature to him, and he could hear it a mile away. I'll never forget
salad?
That moment.
Wow. So we're known worldwide.
What are the chances that two people on a plane just happen to
go into the south
of
France?
He said PFW report. Is that something from Pro Football Weekly? Maybe?
Now, I'm hoping it's us. He mentioned Eric. And a French guy hates Eric. Aren't the French the most hated people on the planet?
And the biggest snobs, the most pretentious.
Wow, you're lower than the French.
The French think you're pretentious.
That's unbelievable. You've made it. You have made
That's
it.
Funny.
Let's see. Cali girl says, stripper says, no nudies for me. He is a gentleman. And so
I'd believe what he says.
He says, and so what if I'm a little slow, Tom, and you're my favorite? You suck. Merry Christmas.
That's
Every Christmas.
So you asked a guy if he was going to take pictures of you and put them on the internet, and you accept the fact that he said no.
Nah, I'm classy. I don't do that.
I'm a gentleman.
You might as well ask him if it's going to be a one-time thing. I'm sure he really wants a relationship.
All right. I have to go. It's 1:52. There's still a few minutes left. I have a 2 o'clock meeting.
With
you guys
Brian.
Will finish up. And
Brian,
then,
you got to do Brian's
and then,
job.
And then one of you guys are going to take Matt and his dad on a on a tour.
Yes.
You want me to cover for you for the last 8 minutes, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, fill in. Read the emails. You'll do better than Fred does.
No, that's okay.
Did you already close out of your personal email account?
Yeah.
So we have no emails to read.
No, this emails. You want to do it, Paul?
I'll do it.
All right.
Okay, just go.
All right, so I got to go. I will see you next Tuesday.
He's got to get that in before he leaves.
I comb your hair first.
I don't think he has a comb.
What do you? That's a good topic for the last. What do you think outsiders think when they are coming to an important meeting and Fred Kirsch is sitting at the boardroom table? He's got John McEnroe 1988 sneakers on, poofy hair, his chest hair hanging out.
Cue the "how the hell am I losing to this guy?" Sound clip.
By the way, did you find that field, Paul?
Oh, that Barney Rubble.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find
that field?
He walks into offices of people he doesn't even, employ. And did you find that field? Oh,
I didn't know. I didn't get that. I was like, did I say something stupid? Usually I know what I'm about to get made fun of. I didn't know that.
The most successful clown on the planet.
Yeah, he walks around this joint like he owns it. That's why he doesn't button his shirts. I mean, you going to say something about it?
He does.
Who wants to know?
See, that's
Where's
why,
the gabagool?
That's why you guys...
No gabagool!
That's why you guys need video. You should have seen him. He had 3 buttons undone. Yeah. It was amazing.
Really...
His hair is all over the place.
Having seen this in person,
Austin Powers patch. It's unbelievable.
Can you believe he's a successful executive director of new... Every project the Crafts have, he's involved with.
Right.
The CBS scene, the museum, the mall, everything they've ever done, he's involved with. And he's
And I never found him all that intelligent either.
No!
I mean, normally you say, well, the guy's really smart.
But he's not. I think he just latched on to that Trent character for a few years, and they thought the ideas that were Trent's were Fred's or something. He pulled the wool over
someone with the Jewish thing.
He definitely beat the system. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know how he accomplished what he has in life.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what Skype is?
He married up. What else could you want that he hasn't been able to get with virtually no marketable skills?
Right.
And yet he goes in your office and says,
"There's got to be more to life than this."
Still not
he
happy.
Says, he comes in my office. He sits down. He looks out there like he's looking over this vast enterprise. You know, there's got to be more to life than this. He says to me,
"Soft or hard or whatever."
Uh-oh. Never good when a member of the PR department walks in during an off-season show.
Well, you know.
We had a good one.
It was good while it lasted. You took the words right out of my mouth. It was only a matter of time.
Speaking of Fred, I'm pretty sure I've seen those same sneakers on my fifth grade students and sixth grade students.
Oh,
well, that's
unbelievable.
What he says that they're, what are they, the
old school Max.
Old
school Max, as in John McEnroe.
John McEnroe. You know, with the strap of Velcro going across for no apparent reason.
Somehow you can wear those to work.
Right. But
there's
a guy you
want to
model
yourself
after.
Yeah. He's a good guy to work for.
By the way, we just came back from that sensitivity training class where they read us the entire Kraft handbook, and one of the things was the dress code, where they frown on wearing sneakers during
Fred
the
breaks every rule in that handbook.
Now, is there any reason that the PR department is here? Is there any Patriots
the PR department
that
left.
Oh, okay.
Two gender. Get off the phone and tell us why the PR department just whispered in your ear.
He's busy. He's got
Get
calls.
Off your knees. You're blowing the show.
I agree. He's not listening.
And you know he can't do two things at once. He can't even do one thing at once.
Well, especially not with all that hair thrown off.
Is the internet down? Because if this show didn't go out, you're fired.
Yeah, he's still not paying attention.
There's always a podcast, Andy.
He's got a concerned look on his face.
He does have a concerned look on his face. Who's fired?
Now, do you listen live?
I know. I listen to the podcast.
The podcast. And podcasts were big for us.
I've sent in several emails saying, where the heck is the podcast? It's been 4 hours since the show was over.
Chris Ferreira.
Maybe we'll stop by Chris Ferreira's cube as part of the tour.
Can you imagine if he's the best webmaster in the NFL, what the worst webmaster in the NFL does?
Because he sucks.
Well, in fairness, though, I've seen some other teams' websites, and the Patriots' website is
he's got nothing to do with that.
He doesn't
actually
do anything. What the hell does he do?
He posts
questions.
Basically, he passes the buck.
Yeah.
When something goes wrong, he blames it on someone else.
You know what he said to me? He actually replied to one of my emails.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
it. And he said, sorry for the delay in posting it. There were large portions of the show that needed to be edited.
Well, that is true. In Chris's defense, there are often times that we say stupid things that even we have to.
What do they take out of the show?
But I've heard you say cuss words.
BS.
In the podcast.
10 minutes ago.
So the podcasts aren't as good as the
So now you're telling me he's not even editing successfully.
No. He edits out when you guys say Ferreira sucks.
Does he really?
Really?
Oh.
So I wouldn't doubt it.
Does PR need anything over there, Hi-Ho? No, nothing we need
nothing
to be concerned
about.
Nothing
you want to discuss on the air?
Are these the last 3 minutes of PFW in progress history right here? Let us know now.
Do you have a date later with one of the members of PR?
Really? Good for you. I'm proud of you.
What? So Matt, now
which
if,
one?
Two gender over there is really skinny. Now, suppose his heart's in terrible shape, but he's in good condition because he's skinny.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between being skinny and being fit.
Right.
But being, you know, I would rather be a skinny, unfit guy than a fat, unfit
guy. Right. Oh, but I'm just saying, necessarily, just because you weigh 140 pounds doesn't mean you're in great shape.
Absolutely.
I never claimed to be fit.
But
I know you didn't. I was just using you as an example.
But Eric thinks he is.
But I am. I go to the doctor every year. I get a checkup. I'm
me
fine.
Me too.
How often do you work out?
5 days a week, usually?
I strongly disagree with that.
Half hour to 45 minutes, usually.
That's better than 90% of the population.
Right. If he was telling the truth, I'd agree with you. But we have a track record here.
You don't have a track
lying.
Record. No, you don't. No,
Delaware.
Don't.
We already talked about that, Andy. Hello.
No, seriously. We already talked about
that. I didn't say anything. It's a state. It's a state.
Wait.
We can talk about the state.
Now, did you not have that conversation?
No.
Yes, we did.
That's not right.
And we've since
that's
talked
not
about
right.
it. But it's a state. If you can't take the kidding, you can't be on the show, buddy.
Well, now see,
I'm just saying. No, if you want to get serious,
right. I just don't think he's in good shape, and I don't think he
and that's the bottom line. And by the way, just do you do any cardio at all? Any running?
Running,
how
jump
far?
Rope.
What do you do?
Sometimes I do sprints. You know, speed stuff. Sometimes I do three
speed
miles
stuff.
Or whatever.
What are you trying to cut down your 40 pounds?
I just like to stay in shape.
If that's true, that's very good.
That is
it is true, Matt. I don't lie, right. Contrary to what these morons tell you.
I didn't say I didn't call you a liar.
I went over here. I went over here. I didn't point at you.
Tom's the one who called
you a liar.
He
runs sprints every morning and averages 63 yards a punt in college.
Guys running sprints every day. You got to be kidding me if you think I'm going to buy that crap.
Sprints
every day. Didn't say every day, you moron.
I want to see you run sprints.
Start listening.
I want to see you run sprints.
I'll help you pack up so you can get the hell out of here quicker.
Wow. There's
serious
venom going on.
I'm going. Don't worry.
This is good.
Notice all of a sudden he got his tag team partner over there.
Well, they're probably going out to some gay bar after the show.
The Ramrod.
That was there. I mean, that was the layup.
That was too easy.
The Blue Dolphin or whatever it's called?
I don't know it.
Yeah, why do you know a specific
name? What is in Police Academy?
All right, Matt. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Don't bring me any more food. Well, we should probably wrap this one up, no?
How did I end up the gay guy?
Check it out what happens.
That's what happens on
this.
Yeah,
I was trying to stick up for the guy who's been picked on.
See, that's what happens, Matt.
When you check out a guy from behind and you come in on his lats, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck.
Eric's going to go to Fred and say, you think we can hire that Matt? He's pretty good.
It's true. That's how we work here. You know, Tom's leaving. Eric bumps up a role.
Right.
Is out of the gay slot. We need a gay slot.
Oh, that's why.
That slot. It is what it is.
Hey. Eric's just happy he's not going to have to do the blitz anymore. He's
or the roster and depth chart nonsense.
No, I haven't closed the book on that yet.
Well, I'm closing it, Paul.
All right, well, we are going to close the book on this show. One of our more memorable ones, and another thank you to Matt and his dad for coming to bring us this wonderful
applause.
Elk, I never thought I would eat elk.
You've eaten elk.
I've eaten. Look at the doors that the Patriots have opened for me. Unbelievable. Anyway, we will see you next Tuesday.
Like
next
step shooting. After you listen to my story, my helmet is equipped with a tiny face mask. What it possibly could protect.